Hi, this is Senior Chief Rob Burrows with the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, and I am your host every Saturday morning from 9 to 11 with Battlefield Expressions. Battlefield Expressions is where we talk about veterans issues, advocacy for our community, and those in our community who help support our veterans. Once again, join me every Saturday morning from 9 to 11, Battlefield Expressions on KCNR 96.5, 1460 AM.
This is so frustrating.
What's up?
Well, I'm trying to order my wedding invitations on Vista.
Don't say it. Don't do it.
Huh?
If you're thinking of buying wedding invitations online, don't do it. Call Minuteman Press of Reading and keep that business local. Planning a wedding is tough enough without hassling with details like invitations. Minuteman Press of Reading is a full-service printer that will handle your cards from design to printing to envelopes. And their staff is super friendly and knowledgeable and can help you get what you really want.
You got the number?
It's 221-0400. That's 221-0400. Call now.
This is Carl Bott. Join me April 23rd at the Wind River Event Center for the 28th Annual Reading Chapter of Safari Club International Banquet. Dinner, games, auctions, raffles, and more. Win hunting trips, guns, artwork, hunting and outdoor gear during the banquet. Someone will win a safe and two guns. For more information and tickets, go to sciredding.org or call 530-474-5075.
Fire squib and fire.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
7 after the hour now, it's time for our weekly overview of what's going on in the world of news talk radio for this first full week, the week of April 4th to the 8th. Doug Steffen here with my DJV pals Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner to take apart most of the 8 stories, although there, as has been the case the last 5, 6, 7 months, maybe, well, since COVID started, the top of the story list has been kind of weighted, and I guess the same thing applies to the Ukraine war situation, so we have no surprises there, but there are a couple of other things in here that are worth some time, plus the people list. So ladies, with your permission, I'll start with the people list from Talkers Magazine. By the way, you can find this list both at djvshow.com and talkers.com. At number 10, Elon Musk on the people list. Is that mostly because of his investment this week? What's the...
Yeah.
Is that it? Yeah, pretty much. Okay.
It's only 9.2% of the, company,
the
but he's
right.
Got a seat. Yeah, he's got a seat on the board now. So
the table.
We'll see
I guess
what happens.
Based on how much he owns, it's possible that he could find his way to become chairman, actually, of that board because of the amount of stock that he owns in the company.
Really?
So,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, it'd be interesting.
All right.
He's been doing polls all week. He's been doing polls all week about features that people like on Twitter. Do you like? Yeah. Do you want an edit feature?
And what has he found? Things? What has been the result of those? There are a lot of people
know.
Would
sure
respond.
Sure, we do, in fact, want an edit feature.
Yes, we do.
That would be my
And that's the number one thing that, yeah. And so Twitter is already a little bit, I don't know, the rest of the people at Twitter are
taking
a little salty.
Stance.
Well, they're a little salty about it because they said that they have had this, you know, they announced this week, and we did it in our tech rundown, that they are going to debut an edit button. They're going to test it out. And they said they, quote, unquote, did not get that from a poll. So it was their slight at Elon Musk and all his
things.
Yeah.
Number 9 on the people list is Ketanji Brown Jackson. Interesting because usually the numbers on the people list correspond with how they overplay or how the overlay fits on the story list. Number 5 is the Supreme Court nomination and, in fact, the confirmation of Ms. Jackson as a Supreme Court justice. She will start serving what? It was a 53-47 vote, and not unusual
October?
In these times.
Just right, start, well, she starts October, the next session.
All right,
yeah.
So Justice Breyer is going to stick around
Breyer
through the end of this
session. Breyer finishes out to the term, which I think is June, and then and then they don't start. They have the summer off, and then they come back, and that's when she'll be on the panel.
The things that are announced in October are things that have been done this season, or at least a lot of them are results of whatever. So Jackson.
Well, they typically dump at the end of the term, right? So a bunch of stuff comes out in will be dumped in June before they go on break.
Mm-hmm. All right, so what do you do all summer? Go to the beach?
Like, yeah, right?
You know, Washington only works, they can't work the whole year, Doug. Come on.
No, God, no, exactly. I have another vacation. So what will be some of the things on the docket? Apparently, she's the only one who will be on the Supreme Court with any experience defending people who have been accused of crimes. And this is interesting because she had real court experience. The others have not. I guess if I thought about that.
Yeah, she's the only one who was ever a defense attorney. It is interesting just because, I mean, I think, like, take politics and stuff out of it. But just to have a bunch of legal scholars, right, in the Supreme Court
who never were tried.
Well, no, but I'm just saying that the Supreme Court is supposed to be the greatest legal minds available, right? So it is interesting that all of them, and I think it's a good thing that they bring something different. Not everyone needs to have all the same experience. I think it's good to mix it up and someone has a different perspective. And, I think it's a good thing.
So who's silly enough among us to think that the 9 Supreme Court justices are, in fact, the most brilliant legal minds
well,
in the country.
Well, I'm saying that that's what it's supposed to be,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, right, exactly. And that's why I'm underscoring that. This fall, the court will decide a lot of cases about criminal defendants' rights, process that police and prosecutors have to follow. Will she be heavily weighted, her vote heavily weighted? Is it tradition that normally the first-termers keep their mouths shut? They don't really get involved.
No, but she won't be writing any of the decisions because she's and I don't know how long it takes to be able to write a decision. Jen, you might know this. I'm not sure.
I don't know what the time is, but I know I don't know if there's like a set time, but I think it goes with seniority basically,
right.
Doesn't it?
Right.
Like, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Number 8 on the people list is Jen Psaki, who is leaving to go to, was it Fox? Yeah, no, MSNBC. No,
MSNBC.
Fox.
Is she going to do there?
Well,
I don't find her.
No one has said anything about what her role is. But remember, Rachel Maddow is not doing a show currently at the moment, and Rachel Maddow, I guess, has not been super happy with the way her show has been coming out over the last year, so she took a break.
Jen Psaki
thought that Jen Psaki, early on, that was tossed around. What if they got someone like Jen Psaki to replace her? So I don't know if she's looked at as a possible replacement for Rachel Maddow or she'll just be a talking head, but I'm sure you'll find out more.
Well, Rachel Maddow is producing a play or a movie or something right now,
stuff.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
She's doing
but
something.
She
so
she
she's on a 2 or 3
back.
Month. Oh, well.
Jen Psaki is no Rachel Maddow.
Well, I just don't. I just don't find that there's a lot of a compelling personality there. That's why I was asking.
Flat as a board. Yep. Okay. Hunter Biden is number 7, and all of the foolishness. When does this go away? I mean, the Hunter Biden investigation, by the way, is number 5.
I don't think it does. It's actually heating up at this point. I mean, there.
Well, what's new?
What's new? Well, okay. So one of the things that was told to us over and over again is that that Hunter Biden did nothing wrong and that Hunter and Joe Biden had nothing to do with each other Joe Biden.
Doug's saying, of course he did, but Doug doesn't. What do you know?
I mean, look, there's a grand jury that's convened to decide whether or not he did something wrong. So it's serious. It's under investigation.
So if they decide he did something wrong, then he pays consequences.
Here's the problem. So did the president enrich himself using Hunter? I mean, the accusation.
Go ahead,
can I just finish the story?
Yeah, please finish. Yeah.
So the accusation this week, to answer your question, is that about whether or not Joe Biden was involved in any of Hunter's business dealings. And this is something that Joe Biden has said, nope, never. We never even talked about business, which I have a really hard time believing. Because one thing I think about Joe Biden is that he loves his kids. And I know I talked to my dad about business. I'm pretty sure we've all talked to our parents about business before. And Joe said that he never had those conversations. And so now we're finding out that Hunter Biden had Joe Biden write a letter of recommendation for a foreign national, his contact in China's son, to get into Brown University. That letter exists. It's been circulated. And it's not about writing a college recommendation letter for somebody. It's the fact that Joe Biden's writing it and saying that he had nothing to do with Hunter's business dealings, and he's writing it for a Chinese foreign national rather than someone who lives in this country. So the stuff that anecdotally is coming out paints a picture that they're not being honest and transparent about what's going
on. Oh, gee.
That,
a politician
but the other thing, okay,
honest.
But the other side to that is that Joe Biden, when he took office, could have easily removed the prosecutor from Delaware that's doing all this, and he refused to because he didn't want a conflict of interest. And he has said that they're confident that they're going to go all through this, and there's nothing
Trump
to it.
Trump did that, too. So, yeah, and Trump did that, too. Trump left Mueller in place, and John Durham's still investigating. I mean, it looks really bad if you take away the prosecutors, but can we trust that, you know, can we trust what we get? I guess we have
can
to
we
see
take,
what it is, right?
What I think is that this has taken way too much oxygen out of the room. Okay, number six. Here's another guy that takes too much oxygen out of the room. Ron DeSantis, huffing and puffing till you blow your house down. Much is made about this guy because the left doesn't like him, because he might run for the presidency, and everything about Florida is horrible, and the rest of the world is wonderful. This is getting old, old, old. But that's just for me. What do you ladies think about Ron DeSantis?
I'm not a fan of his. I'm not a fan of his at all.
Why he's on the people list? I don't think this is a fan question, right? Are we?
No, it isn't really. It's,
do you like
you know,
Ron DeSantis, yes right. or no? The reason that he'd be on the list probably this week is that he and Governor Greg Abbott have said that they're going to take the border problems into their own hands since the federal government is failing, and that people who come into their states, and Governor Abbott started this, they're going to, at least according to his report, going to put them on buses, charter them, and send them to Washington, D.C. so that they can deal with them there. And DeSantis jumped on and said, yep, if we have people coming into the state, because what's been happening is the Biden administration has been flying illegals into Florida. He said we'll then take those people and allow them to
good
go
for
on
the bus
to
business.
Hang
you're
out
running a bus company in Florida or Texas, good business for you, one way or the other. Okay, so that means, but when asked about this, Ms. Psaki sort of dismissed it as a publicity stunt.
Yeah. Well, yeah, that's what a lot of people think it is. Duh.
Well, I hope
that's
it is.
Why it's
and
in
actually,
the news.
You know what? And I would say that I hope it is. I mean, I hope that he's serious about doing it. And I think he's going to have to be since he said it on a national stage. But somebody needs to bring some publicity to this because certainly the Biden administration is not wanting to act at all in protecting our borders,
they suck
right?
when it comes
we're
to this.
We're protecting Ukraine's sovereignty. We don't protect our own. So.
We're not doing a great job of that on our own either. Okay, number five is Sarah Palin. Let's run for governor. Let's run for president. Let's run. What are we running for? Sarah Palin.
Is it the Senate that she's running for?
I can see Russia from my...
Oh, Congress.
Yeah, for the House of Representatives.
And she'll probably win, right?
Yeah, I think
so. Yeah, she'll win. Yeah. But she can still see Russia from her front porch.
I wonder how she would get along with Marjorie Taylor Greene. Because, like, Sarah Palin kind of, you know, she kind of, like, cornered the market on, you know, saying dumb stuff that's controversial and made headlines. So I wonder if she's going to think... Marjorie's trying to take her.
Saturday Night Live.
I was going to say, a lot of this is Tina Fey's character.
Yeah, but Tina Fey also said there were, I don't know if you guys ever saw this, but there was a thing, I think it was on BuzzFeed, she released the scripts of her as Sarah Palin, and they were all, she goes 90-something percent of it was exact verbatim of what Sarah Palin had actually said. So it wasn't, that was not a lot of fiction there. But, you know, who knows? It would be interesting to see Sarah Palin and Marjorie Taylor Greene together.
Look, I'd love to see women running in Alaska. I think it's a good thing. Alaska.
Well, yeah, I better hurry up because the Russians are going to take it over. They're going to take it back. Number three and two and one all have to do with the number one story of the week. That is Biden and Putin and Zelensky. So we get to that in the next half hour. That's the way it shapes up, though, as far as the people list is concerned on the Talk Radio Review. Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner, Doug Steffen here at your service and on your side at 18 after the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Calitrin is collagen. We're born with collagen. We lose it. You're putting back into your body what your body has naturally. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. And what it does, it supports the lean muscle. It burns your stored fat. You're going to more than likely see inch loss before weight loss. That doesn't happen fast. Also, if you have anything joint-wise, muscle-wise, it's going to go there first. You know, your body breaks down the collagen protein, and one of those proteins is glycine, which helps your body sleep more soundly. So there's many, many benefits, but it's one of your few that your heart patients, your diabetics, if you're on prescription meds, it will not interact at all.
There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and to get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America. Check it all out at toploss.com.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. That's 800-378-3212.
Hey KCNR listeners, it's Nathan with the Reading Civic Auditorium. Have you been to ReadingCivic.com lately? I want to shout out huge thanks to all of our patrons throughout the North State who buy tickets to our shows and attend the valuable community events that happen in the auditorium every year. These past 10 years of momentum have been absolutely incredible. Thanks to all of you. Your support and confidence in Advanced Reading has made the impossible possible. As a community who knows how to pull together and show ourselves strong, we have successfully attracted high-quality entertainers and major concert promoters back into the building and put your Reading Civic Auditorium on the map once again. Arts and entertainment culture is thriving, and we have much to celebrate. Never miss a show again. Visit ReadingCivic.com and sign up for our emails for exclusive pre-sale access. We have an unbelievable lineup with new shows being added all the time. Hit ReadingCivic.com today. You'll be glad you did. Shows are always more fun at the Civic.
Finally, SpringFest is back. ION, Impact on Networking, in collaboration with Viva Downtown and Cool April Nights, is bringing you the 5th annual SpringFest Car and Bike Show to kick off this year's long-awaited Cool April Nights. This exciting event will be held on Friday, April 22nd from 3 to 7 p.m. in the heart of downtown Reading. Viva Downtown will be closing down Market Street to make way for cars and bikes and a variety of food and drinks, music by renowned local band Bartosh, awesome raffle prizes including the amazing High Roller Raffles with items valued up to $4,000. This event is sponsored by Members First Credit Union, Strong Automotive, and J&K Muffler. Registration is $20 per car or bike, and all proceeds benefit Pathways to Hope for Children, a nonprofit organization that serves as an umbrella for a wide range of programs and projects, providing community outreach, youth development, family support, child abuse prevention, education and awareness activities in Shasta County. Come join us for an enjoyable evening for your whole family to kick off Cool April Nights in support of very worthy cause, Pathways to Hope for Our Children programs.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Meanwhile, back at the ranch here, 23 after the hour in the Talk Radio Review with Jay Kirshner, Victoria Keelan, Jennifer Horn, Doug Steffen. The items of interest here when it comes to your getting comments from people over the course of the week. We do lots of things that we're begging for your comments, but you're invited to share your comments on our social media at DJV Show for both Instagram and Twitter, facebook.com/DJV Show. So as we were just talking about the newest member of the Supreme Court, what are listeners saying about that, Jay?
Well, David Meyer says, based on her record, this isn't good.
What is it?
I'm going to assume that this is regarding what a lot of people are saying, her alleged leniency on felons who possess images of child sexual abuse, child porn, all of that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that's...
There were a lot of people that went after her, too, for defending Gitmo terrorists. And as much as I hate it and, you know, it doesn't feel right to hear someone defending a terrorist in Gitmo, it was her job. So I think a lot of people, as much as I think there are some questions and problems with Ketanji Brown Jackson, I think the people who are going after her for defending terrorists, that happened to be her lot in life at the moment. So
hello, you know, people defended OJ and you know that's just what it is. That's
pretty
the
nice
job
actually.
She wouldn't have been my first choice, but then I'm not voting on it, so I guess it doesn't make much difference. And maybe it doesn't make much difference what the public feels, even though we're getting a sampling of that here. Do they think the politicians actually listen? They all have their own stripes these days. They don't pay much attention to their constituents. I don't see that happening anyway. All right, what other things have you got from the Jackson confirmation here?
Bree Rowans calls it another loss for our children. And on the opposite side, Kyle Levin says, congratulations to a qualified justice and glad to see the first black woman on the Supreme Court. And Henrietta Crane echoes that, congratulations, highly qualified and deserved. Shame on those who voted against.
I have 5 and 5, it's about 50%, so it's even, Stephen. Okay, war in Ukraine, number one this week on the countdown list. What are people saying about that?
Jay Martin wrote, I've heard way too much information on Ukraine and legalizing piracy. Taking super yachts has nothing to do with war, it's just a money grab.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so this is someone defending the oligarchs? Okay, that's an interesting stance. Okay.
What else you got?
Jim Mancuso says, noticing how welcoming our country is to Ukrainian refugees, but not so much refugees from predominantly not white countries.
True. Yep.
Celia Weller.
It's funny because that's actually not based in truth at all. One of the criticisms is that they can't get Ukrainian refugees into the country, that there's a lot of blockades on getting Ukrainian refugees in, and some of them are coming in through Mexico because the border is open there, but they can't get in seeking it with their asylum claim. So I don't know how true that is in this
country. Yeah, all right. What's next?
Well, that's why critical thinking needs to be taught more regularly.
Thank you.
Celia Weller says, I don't watch the news, but I did look at many webcams on the internet in Ukraine and cannot find any that show any kind of destruction that people talk about on Facebook. Wouldn't they want to focus on their cameras on the war so everyone can see what's going on?
What does that mean? What does that say?
I go back to critical thinking because you don't just get, and this is like,
I don't watch
say,
the
but
news.
Don't just get
okay.
all of
but
your
has anybody
information
ever thought,
by posts. Actually,
but has anybody ever thought that the reason that the cameras aren't there in the most destructive, like in the place of the most destruction, is that those
they
cameras
were destroyed?
Duh.
We are seeing all the destruction. Cameras are being brought in.
Of course we are.
Again, this
cameras.
Sounds like someone
we
who's like pro-Russia. There's a lot of pro-Russia stuff floating around. It's
bizarre. Jeremy Powell says at some point someone has to
see,
stand
have
up
a nice
and show
trip
Putin
to Moscow. 28 past the hour on the DJV program.
This report is sponsored by AFPM. Driving isn't something most people can cut back on. It's a necessity. To understand gasoline prices, we need to understand what's going on with crude oil and how Russia's attack on Ukraine impacts energy. Susan Grissom is the chief industry analyst for the American Fuel and Petrochemical Manufacturers.
No company or individual person is responsible for gasoline prices, and more than half of what drivers pay at the pump is tied to crude oil, the feedstock for gasoline. Coming out of the pandemic, demand for fuel recovered faster than crude oil production, pushing prices up. That led to more expensive gasoline. Russia's invasion of Ukraine has made matters worse. The U.S. doesn't import much oil from Russia, but other countries do, and concerns about oil supply are causing prices to rise. More U.S. energy production, a strong refining sector, and policies that make it easier to access American energy will help make gasoline more affordable.
For more information, please visit AFPM.org.
I am Robert Strickler. My wife Joyce and I have been married for 53 years. Certainly one of the really important things in my life are our children and our grandchildren. I am essentially a writer. I've been involved in communications in the media. I've been an avid fly fisherman for at least 40 or more years. I've been taking Prevagen on a regular basis for at least 8 years. For me, the greatest benefit over the years has been that Prevagen seems to help me recall things and also think more clearly, have a crisper ability to remember and think through things. And I enthusiastically recommend Prevagen. It has helped me an awful lot.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Robert Strickler is a content contributor for Prevagen and real user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
So, your tax refund just arrived? Forget the new car stereo. Spend your money on finally fixing up that eyesore with a new paint job or collision repair at Mako Collision Repair and Auto Painting Center at 3045 Crossroads Drive. Whether it's peeling paint, dents, or rust, Mako offers free estimates. Call 530-226-0992. That's 530-226-0992. Or stop by Mako at 3045 Crossroads Drive today.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
KCA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Now, this is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Go big to feed your dinner bear with Black Bear Diner's brand new wow-sized 14-ounce USDA Choice Porterhouse Steak Dinner. Served with veggies and your choice of side, including our brand new house-made creamy cheddar cheese mac and cheese. This dinner will fill your plate and your belly. Get it now at Black Bear Diner, 2605 Hilltop Drive in Reading.
Black Bear Diner.
I got 25% off the perfect floral dress, a new shirt for my husband for only $34.99, and got 25% off outfits the kids are going to look adorable in. Cue the family photo op. Exactly. Did I mention you can also get an extra 30, 20, or 15% off with your Kohl's card and earn Kohl's cash?
Looks like some bunny hunted down the favorite.
Select the 30, 20, or 15% offer end April 16th. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Fascinating discussion here on the DJV program. Actually, this is our overview of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio. It's the Talk Radio review from this past week, the stories that are on people's minds and how we've conducted our conversations on the DJV program. A lot of people listen to this program over the weekend, don't hear Monday through Friday, so I'll give you a little plug for the DJV program. You can listen to it in its entirety all day, every day at djvshow.com. In addition to various programs that are on various times on 400 or 500 radio stations around the country, and then we have our DJV download, which is a podcast that overviews the essence of many of our conversations. We certainly had a lot of yak about Tiger Woods. I'm sort of surprised he's not on the people list this week because he's very much in the focus when it comes to coming back to the golf game. But we have discussions about, you name it, we've got it. So breaking down the conversations is what the podcast does, available in the episodes every day of the DJV download, djvshow.com, or wherever you get your podcasts. So the big discussion this week, number one on the list, is the war. Our, I guess the focus toward the end of the week was the United Nations suspending Russia from the Human Rights Council. I guess the
first question is,
why did it take so long? Yes.
Yeah.
Right.
It's
about time. It just shows you the feckless.
Get China
useless.
Off that council next.
Yeah. Right.
I think
yep.
the UN actually felt the pressure. People saying, yep. why do you even exist if yep. you're not going to stand for peace? And
yep,
that's been the criticism. It's like.
What a bunch of chickens, though. 58 nations abstained from the vote.
Oh, I know, because they don't want to tick off China or Russia, of course.
Good God.
Now, you know what's interesting? We were just talking. A little bit off the air, and we were just talking about how the internet is, the internet is such a mixed bag. It can be harmful in taking little bits of truth and then getting people to spin them all up and become conspiracy theorists. That's one thing that can happen. But the good thing is that our world leaders, who I am totally convinced, name the world leader, they were not going to act with Ukraine. They thought Russia was going to come in, it'd be over in 3 days, and they'd be out, and people would move on and forget about it.
Right.
But because the internet took Zelensky and they showed him to be someone who stayed around and he fought, and the Ukrainian people had the backbone to stay and fight against the Russians, and they've had some success. Think about it. It's not the leaders of these countries, the people who sit on the United Nations or the Council. It's the people that have had had the pressure campaigns that have forced
yeah.
our world leaders.
It's about time that universal powers show
yeah.
up so that the people who are really responsible, that is you and me, the voters, as we are represented by individuals all around the world, where there may be real democracies. I'm wondering if there's any such thing anymore as a we're not a democracy, we're a republic. So where are the real democracies, frankly, when you get right down to it? People that say, well, I live in a democratically... Russia's not a democracy. If you don't vote for the leader, they shoot you. Same thing in China.
And the leader there, Putin, he just got to change the rules, and now he gets to be president forever. But
for life.
Long as everyone keeps voting for him, I mean,
right.
it's such a joke.
Fabulous. Yeah, it is. Okay. So now the members of Congress here in our United States have voted this week to suspend normal trade relations with Russia. Back to the same question, what took so long? The Senate, everybody in the Senate passed on this, and so this is now...
There was some partisan stuff happening here, and I don't know
yeah.
what it was, but I think there were some people on the right who didn't want to limit... Jen, you probably know more about this, but there was a lot of back and forth, and I don't know why it wasn't just unanimous from the beginning, but it wasn't. There was a lot of negotiating.
It was unanimous, though. The Senate voted unanimously 100 to 1.
Right.
The House
it ended up that way.
20 to 3. So, you've got three Republicans, the usual that like to stand up and fight, Marjorie Taylor Greene and Matt Gaetz and Thomas Matthews, who voted no. But this has a lot of support behind it. I mean, this is about
as unanimous as
you can get.
Yep. Yeah, as it should.
So what other things have been done this week by Western nations to escalate the economic pressure on Russia? The ban on coal, I guess, right, would be one of them in the European Union. The trading privileges, why, again, it took so long to do what I was just suggesting.
I really think because people didn't take it seriously enough.
I think Jen's totally right. This was going to be like an in-and-out thing.
One boot went into Ukraine, but unfortunately now we play catch-up. And this, if we had done these things, these serious sanctions, prior to one boot crossing into Ukraine, think about where we would be and how many people might still be roaming about, Russian and otherwise, because the toll on the Russian troops, finally Putin came out this week and said, yeah, we've taken some losses here too, which
really?
He was not saying. Remember, they were saying,
yeah.
and that was like one of the questions about propaganda, is that Ukraine said, we're killing a lot of Russians over here, and Putin would say, oh, we've lost like 4 people. Well, now,
no.
right.
Yeah,
it's like the Chinese playbook. Oh, only 4,000 people have died from COVID in China. Okay.
Yeah.
4,000 like a minute.
Yeah.
Right.
So
okay,
now
sure.
the Kremlin, though, as we get to the end of the week, sort of has given what one reporter described as a quote-unquote somber assessment of how the invasion is going. They never expected to have this much of a troop loss.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So good for the Ukrainians.
And that's why, I don't want to see our military deployed. I really don't, because it will prolong things more than wrap things up. If we deploy our military, it prolongs things. Maybe there's some argument to be made about special forces going into Putin or something, but there's not. It will only make things worse and more bloody and cost American lives if we send our military in. But there are things that you can do to give. I mean, if Ukraine can score a decisive victory over Vladimir Putin on the world stage, you don't have to worry about these sanctions or them backdooring deals with China or India or Germany. Because what happens then is you actually have a big embarrassment that's pushed at Vladimir Putin. So how do you do that? There's so much Soviet era equipment that's in Eastern Europe that these countries like Poland, the Czech Republic, and other places are not using it. And if we would, I don't know why people think it's an escalation, because you can hand over that equipment to Ukraine, let them defend themselves, let them have those air systems specifically, and you might actually be able to deliver the best outcome, which is a slap down from a small country like Ukraine, well, big geographically, but not necessarily economically, on Russia. That would be the best possible scenario.
I also think if you send him away,
he's going to come back again.
Exactly. That's always been my concern, too, from the beginning. Well, you push him back, and then what? 6 months from now, he does it again?
Yeah.
So, but I do think that there is the sanction part of it. When you look at really how a lot of the oligarchs who have been sanctioned, and just the people in Russia, the business owners who have been crippled by all the banking stuff, if that goes on another month, that's going to hit Putin. He's going to be confronted with that. Whether it's the oligarchs calling him up on a, secret satellite phone going, dude, I can't even, pay my staff on my yacht anymore. This has got to stop,
Indeed.
I mean,
right. So, meanwhile, the Russians attacked a train station this week, killing thousands of people who were trying to get out to go to the countries that are bordering Ukraine. The killing of civilians apparently became more of from what I've read, a German spy network or some. They've got their ears on what the cross-traffic is on the private channels, and they're hearing the Russian soldiers talking about killing civilians and pregnant women and, this kind of stuff.
Oh, yeah, they busted them. But again, Jen and I were just talking off the air about some of the people who, for whatever reason, are pro-Russia and anti-Ukraine, and they just won't believe that any of it is true, and they think that Russia's doing the right thing. Well, Germany's got some pretty hard evidence against Russia now with this, and we'll just see if people believe it or not.
Right. Meanwhile, there's something called Russia-phobia that's developing in Europe. The Chanel big name, the wealthy Russians love stuff like that. But apparently this week, a lot of people in Russia were cutting up the clothing that was Chanel or perfume or accessories and stuff that were either the things that were either made in Russia. And this is something both sides seem to be making a statement about the Russians, and mostly the Russian people, the younger people. I think we discussed this on the DJV program. The younger people seem to be swayed by social media. The older people aren't. Thus, the older people don't support Putin, and the younger people seem to be supporting Putin.
Yeah, that's
Putin.
Scary. Yep.
It is kind of, when you get right down to brass tacks. The Talk Radio Countdown Show, the charts for this past week, first full week of April, include the following stories, according to Talkers Magazine. At number 10, the weather circumstances that we're living with. Number 9, imagine, down to number 9. How many weeks and months did COVID stay right at the top of the story? So it's number 9. Social media and media in general, number 8. Our immigration problems, number 7. Crime and how it relates to race, the number 6 item. The Ketanji Brown Jackson vote and the Supreme Court, number 5. Politics, generally speaking, number 4. And how that plays into January 6th, which is number 3. Our economy and the impact of the war and inflation, number 2. And the war itself and our policy when it comes to Russia, that's number 1 this week on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. So in a moment, I'm going to see if we can find this new song from Pink Floyd about the Ukrainian circumstances. We'll pause for a moment here, 44 after the hour, on this week's Talk Radio Review.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouth-watering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vine-to-bar.com. That's vinetobar.com. Cold ship to your door, it's Vine to Bar. Vine to Bar Chocolate. Visit us at vinetobar.com.
Calitrin is collagen. We're born with collagen. We lose it. You're putting back into your body what your body has naturally. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. And what it does, it supports the lean muscle. It burns your stored fat. You're going to more than likely see inch loss before weight loss. That doesn't happen fast. Also, if you have anything joint-wise, muscle-wise, it's going to go there first. You know, your body breaks down the collagen protein, and one of those proteins is glycine, which helps your body sleep more soundly. So there's many, many benefits, but it's one of your few that your heart patients, your diabetics, if you're on prescription meds, it will not interact at all.
There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and to get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America. Check it all out at toploss.com.
The Top Radio Countdown.
The people list from Talkers Magazine. Let's check it out here. I'm Doug Steffen. At number 10, Elon Musk. Interesting guy. Had an interesting week. I bet he always has interesting weeks. At number 9, the lady who got onto the Supreme Court, Ketanji Brown Jackson. Jen Psaki has been the press secretary since Biden took office. She may go to television. Number 8, Hunter Biden. Number 7, what a waste of time talking about him. Ron DeSantis at 6. Sarah Palin's running. Number 5, Donald and his daughter Ivanka. Number 4, sort of a tie there. Zelensky's at 3. Pukin Putin the punk.
You're listening to KCNR, Shasta Redding. We will resume normal programming shortly.
Go big to feed your dinner bear with Black Bear Diner's brand new wow size 14 ounce USDA.
So, Pink Floyd. Although it's maybe Rusty Floyd instead of Pink Floyd these days. These guys are old-timers. They have reunited for a charity single to raise money for Ukrainians. It's called Hey, Hey, Rise Up. Well, what you're listening to is a singer named Andriy... boy, this is great. K-H-L-Y-V-N-Y. Why don't they give us a... You know, okay, anyway. Kelnivnik. Can you...
It's a lot of consonants.
Yeah, right, exactly. He's from the Ukrainian band Boombox, and of course they can't do much over there to get exposure, so this guy went to England and they recorded this, so this sort of played into what the Pink Floyd members did. They all got together and they organized a recording session. It took place, I think, Wednesday of this week, and they played this audio, which came from a video, a YouTube video of this guy from Ukraine singing this song. So now they've recorded this new song. First time they've done anything since 1994. That's interesting. So what do we think? I don't know.
I always like Dave Gilmour on guitar.
Yeah.
I'll say that sounds good.
Yeah. Nick Mason on bass. Keyboardist, is it Nitin? I don't know how to pronounce this guy's name. Sonny, I think it is. One more way to call attention to what's going on there for sure. 48 after the hour on the DJV overview of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio. So number two this week on the list is the economy. Jobless claims fell again this past week. 166,000 Americans filed unemployment claims for the first time. That's down 5,000 from the week before and 200,000 for the last month and a half or so. Lowest figure since November of 1968. That's pretty amazing in terms of how many people are unemployed or are on the unemployment list. Let's see here, the decline. Everybody's looking for labor, and the pay is up. There are 18 job applicants for every job. I'm sorry, other way around. There are 18 jobs that are available for each person that's looking for a job. That's pretty astounding, isn't it? I mean, you get right down to brass tacks.
It depends on the industry, but yeah, for sure.
Yeah. Well, pay rates have gone up, that's for sure, in part because of demand and in part because of inflation. It's 10 before the hour. Thank you, ladies.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com. Join Sue McClain weekday mornings from 6 to 7 for the Sue McClain News Hour, where you'll hear the up-to-the-minute local news, national and international news, weather, sports, and a whole lot more. Followed by Free Fire Radio from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bach. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, equal opportunity critics. From noon to 3, learn how to get out of debt with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday nights, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal, local history, North State Now, and unsung heroes of our area. From 7 to 9, tune in to Ben Shapiro, your local downtown radio station, KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless vets.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
All right, 53 after the hour, time for our weekly overview with Victoria Keelan of the top five items from the world of technology. As we review them from number five, number one, we think, let's see, we'll start with Netflix first, I guess, Victoria. What have they done, what have they done to my Netflix?
Well, Netflix got a real boost in publicity this week, after Pete Davidson starred in an SNL video which was like a music video where he and some friends were singing about how on when you go on Netflix and you pick a movie, they should have a short, they called it the short-ass movie category. So if you, that there needs to be something that's under 90 minutes, so you can just have that separate from going through all of the other, you know, movies and then waiting to see what the runtime is. And so it was a very funny video. It went viral, like most of the SNL videos do. And so the onus then was on Netflix, and Netflix said, hey, everybody, not related to, although it seems pretty suspicious, they said not related to Pete Davidson's video, but starting last Monday, April 4th, that you can actually separate, you can actually go to see the category of short-ass movies that are under 90 minutes. Now, this aired on Saturday night. Monday morning, suspiciously, they have this new category, so Pete Davidson's getting a lot of credit for creating it.
Number four on our list, Google offering employees what?
Google's kind of, I mean, in many ways, right, they've been tone-deaf on a lot of issues. This is sort of another one that's getting a backlash. Google is preparing to bring employees back to the office at the end of, you know, this week or next week, depending on where you are. And so as an incentive to get people back into the office, because most people don't want to go back, they're offering free electric scooters, and they think this will help ease the transition. Sending yourself to the ER on the way to work is a great way to incentivize employees to come back to the office. These things are pretty powerful. They go up to 20 miles per hour, which is really fast to be on a scooter. Like a standing scooter, and they've got a range of about 15 and a half miles. So Google's going to be paying for these scooters for the employees, and they just ask that employees use them at least 9 times a month, and that will offset the membership fee. If this works, we'll see. I don't know. They've spent a lot of money on real estate over the pandemic. They've acquired a lot of office space, like a lot of tech companies have, so we'll see if it works.
As a huge, I told you, going down in Pico in Westwood, there was a huge mall. They took the whole thing and gutted it, and they've set it up for like 4,000 people in that office.
They've doubled down. All the tech companies have in New York as well as other cities. So we'll see if it works.
Number three on our countdown to number one in the world of technology is a crackdown on e-books. By whom, for what reason?
A lot of people who like to shop on the Barnes & Noble Android app are unhappy with this because they're no longer able to buy any digital books in the app. And this is because Google Play has a policy deadline that's passed. It's been in the works for more than a year and a half, where you have to use Google Pay if you are on an Android and you want to buy a book in the Barnes & Noble app. Now, the weird thing is Barnes & Noble, you know, has been... Amazon had their own product called Nook, which went, you know, they've had a lot of different competitions with Barnes & Noble, and eventually they kind of put Barnes & Noble out of business, essentially. And so, for whatever reason, Amazon is now putting the squeeze on ebook readers. So it's another thing that, you know, if you have an Android, I find Androids, I'm an iPhone user long time, so Androids to me constantly have issues like this. If you're using an Audible membership, that also now you can't pay directly through Audible, you've got to pay through Google Pay. It's just getting to be kind of clunky and more of an issue.
I had an Android and it didn't,
not a fan. Yeah.
Number two on our overview this week, a data leak from a Russian delivery app ended up being something that was cool for us.
Who knew? Yes. Yeah, who knew that this would make international news? So it's a massive data leak from a Russian food delivery service that's called Yandex. It's basically their version of Grubhub. And from this leak, we found out where Putin's oldest daughter, Luisa, lives in her apartment. It's a $2 million apartment. And this is his daughter with his ex-mistress. And so now we know where they live because of their food orders. So it's kind of it gives you a little pause for, you know, concern for if you're doing this on an American app.
Right. All right. What's the good news from Twitter this week? Number one.
Well, this wasn't the most, you know, this was the biggest story of the week in terms of how many people are excited about it. Twitter has finally, after years, they finally admitted they're going to test an edit feature so you can actually edit your tweets. Now, Elon Musk is getting credit for this, even though this has been in the works before he joined the board this week as well. But it's
good
news.
All right, let's hear it for Elon Musk. Hooray! That's it, our list of the top five items this week from technology. 59 past the hour. Doug Steffen, Victoria Keelan here.
The Talk Radio Countdown. The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Did you know that April marks Earth Month? Amazon makes it easier to shop more sustainable products with the Climate Pledge Friendly program. The Climate Pledge Friendly label on Amazon offers customers a simple way to find more sustainable products while shopping on Amazon. The Climate Pledge Friendly label indicates that items have one or more sustainability certifications and help preserve the natural world. Shoppers can browse more than 200,000 Climate Pledge Friendly items online, including spring cleaning products, toys and craft supplies, apparel for a wardrobe refresh, and more. Climate Pledge Friendly features more than 10,000 brands, including Burt's Bees, Mrs. Meyers, Neutrogena, The Honest Company, and more. To discover and shop the wide selection of more sustainable products this month and beyond, visit Amazon.com and search for Climate Pledge Friendly, or find the Climate Pledge Friendly label in search results or on product pages.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. Just months away from what Republicans hope will be an overwhelming win in the midterm elections, Fox News Sunday Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell says if the GOP takes the House, they'll make sure the president lives up to his campaign promises.
Biden ran as a moderate. If I'm the majority leader in the Senate and Kevin McCarthy's the Speaker of the House, we'll make sure Joe Biden is a moderate.
McConnell added a Republican-led Congress will also do something about gas prices, which this week are a dime less than a fortnight ago at $4.27 a gallon on average, but still $1.32 higher than what we paid last year. A new Ukraine war commander for Russia taking centralized control of the next phase of battle after its costly failures in the opening campaign and carnage for Ukrainian citizens. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki, also a guest on Fox News Sunday, said the move is an indication of what's to come.
Putting a general in charge who is responsible for the brutality and the atrocities we saw in Syria shows that there's going to be a continuation of what we've already seen on the ground in Ukraine, and that's what we are expecting.
Meanwhile, Ukraine's president warning his nation the coming week will be as crucial as any in the war. During his nightly address this evening, Volodymyr Zelensky said Russian troops are starting, in his words, larger operations in the east. He also accused Russia of trying to evade responsibility for war crimes and said the rest of the world cannot ignore the atrocities, and again called on Western countries, including Germany, to provide more assistance in Ukraine. In France, it's going to be a rematch. Incumbent President Macron facing far-right nationalist Marine Le Pen in a winner-take-all runoff for the presidency in 2 weeks after both advanced in today's first round of voting in the country's election. Macron won the last encounter in 2017 by a landslide. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Dr. Gorka here, and I want to talk to you for a minute about 100% drug-free Relief Factor. I've been taking Relief Factor for years now to help me deal with pain in my body. My wife takes it as well. The reason we tell everyone we know about it is simple. We found it really works to help our bodies fight off the inflammation that causes aches and pains. Whether it's the pain of injuries you've sustained or just the natural pains from the mileage over the years, Relief Factor can help. I've never looked back. Almost 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it works for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick start for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to ReliefFactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. That's ReliefFactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF. Feel the difference.
Scotty Scheffler picked up his fourth win since February 13th by defeating Rory McIlroy by 3 strokes at Augusta this afternoon and win the green jacket of a Masters champion.
I can't put into words what it means that I'll be able to come back here for a lifetime, hopefully, and I can't speak highly enough of this place.
The number one player came into the day with a 3-shot lead, made sure it held up by closing with a 1-under-71. The 25-year-old Texan finished at 278, 10-under, winning for the fourth time in his last 6 tournaments. Scheffler joins Ian Woosnam in 1991 as the only players to win a major and the Masters, in both cases, in their debut at number one in the world. McIlroy came into the day 10 strokes behind. The Masters is the lone major to elude the golfer, who says he'll keep trying.
I'm proud of my performance, so I'll keep coming back year after year until I get the hang of this thing and hopefully get one. But you know, it was a great week all around, and all I can take are the positives from it.
News at townhall.com. On his 100th day in office, New York City Mayor Eric Adams testing positive for COVID.
A spokesman for the mayor says Adams, who is vaccinated, woke up Sunday with a sore throat, took a rapid test that came back negative, then took the more reliable PCR test that came back positive. He had no other symptoms but has started taking antiviral meds and canceled all public events for the week. Adams has been busy attending the annual Gridiron Club dinner in Washington, after which dozens tested positive. He also was at the National Action Network convention, a film festival with Robert De Niro, and Yankees opening day. Julie Walker, New York.
A man and a woman are dead, 10 others injured, one critically, after a shooting inside a crowded Cedar Rapids nightclub early this morning. Police continue to search for suspects while investigators try to determine the motive for the shooting, which officials believe targeted at least one of the victims. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
So, your tax refund just arrived? Forget the new car stereo. Spend your money on finally fixing up that eyesore with a new paint job or collision repair at Mako Collision Repair and Auto Painting Center at 3045 Crossroads Drive. Whether it's peeling paint, dents, or rust, Mako offers free estimates. Call 530-226-0992. That's 530-226-0992. Or stop by Mako at 3045 Crossroads Drive today.
Fly nonstop from Reading to Las Vegas for as low as $39 one way with Avelo Airlines. Feeling like that weekend getaway? You can be in Vegas by lunch and enjoy all that Las Vegas has to offer. Great food, entertainment, and fun. Don't forget about those Raiders games this fall. With small lines and easy parking, flying from Reading with Avelo just got a whole lot better with flights to Vegas. Say hello to Avelo and book direct now at AveloAir.com.
Get all out at toploss.com.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Now it's time for Drama Personified here, the weekly Talk Radio Countdown Show. It's a big deal, and here is the biggest deal of them all, Michael Harrison, who's the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. I'm Doug Steffen here to sort of bounce the ball down the road of history. How's that? Pretty good, huh?
Mm.
Like that. Down the road of history.
We are living dramatic history. It is dramatic.
It really is. Yeah,
you know?
The people list, the story list, yep, from Talkers Magazine. You can find these lists, by the way, at talkers.com, where the magazine, I put that in quotation marks, everything's online. You have that, and you have the list also at djvshow.com. So a lot of things. Yes, it is a momentous time. I look forward to a time at some point. You'll go back over the how many years we've been doing this. There's always drama. I think there's always, and that's why, you know, it's so interesting to listen to good talk radio programs. But you know, the other side of it is, do we need a rest?
Well, you can always take your own rest, you know.
Yeah, just shut everything off.
One of the aspects of free speech and free media is you're free not to listen, read, or watch. I mean, you don't have to.
Yeah.
You realize there are many, many, many people, I would say a significant percentage of the population, are completely tuned out to all of the stuff that we consider to be so pressing. They don't think about it.
We did a poll this week on our social media about what people were thinking, and there were a couple of folks who responded with, I don't watch the news, I don't listen to the news, I don't read the news, I get my news from social media, which is one of the things that...
Aren't they informed?
Oh, gosh.
Well, do we sound arrogant? Well, we're not. We are not journalists, so you know we.
I don't think anybody is a journalist. I don't think they ever were. I think journalism is something that people have a tendency toward doing. Some do it better than others, but there's no pure anything when it comes to this type of thing.
So, what do you think was the motivation? Just before we get to the story list, the House Judiciary Committee this week voted to pass this House bill 4330, which is entitled the Protect Reporters from Exploitive State Spying Act, which apparently has been brought about by the revelation that confidential sources are being tapped by federal law enforcement agencies.
That's a problem, and it's an issue that's always existed.
But it's not news, though, really.
No, it goes all the way back to the beginning of time. There's always been a tense confrontational relationship between the free press and any government. Governments and the press, you know, they operate at odds with each other. They try to have the governments try to do things in secret. The press tries to find out stuff. Governments have enormous power of the state to spy, to coerce, and to restrict rights. It's a constant balance. It's a constant struggle, and that's why, as we said earlier, there's constant drama. But what do I think of it? I don't know whether it has any teeth or will have any traction.
Yeah.
But in theory, I'm all for it. I don't think necessarily it could be enacted with complete confidence. Mm-hmm. Shall we do the 10?
Here we go. Please, start with the people list if you like.
Nah, I like to start with the stories.
Let's go with
only because that's the way we do it, and I don't want to confuse our listeners. Not that they're capable of being confused. I think I might confuse myself actually.
Right,
severe weather, climate change, NCAA basketball, and I'd throw in there, even though it's not officially listed, Tiger Woods back in action at the Masters. That's kind of interesting. That's at number 10. Number 9. And this is interesting. In the last 2 years, this is the lowest that COVID-19, not that 9 is low, it's still a major topic, but it's the lowest that it's been in terms of conversation on talk shows, and specifically talk radio, this past week, number 9. Number 8, a tie between big tech, social media, and mainstream media.
Do you think that people confuse, if you will, social media and big tech? They think they're one and the same sometimes? Because technology.
I think so, but when we say big tech, we mean it in relationship to communications. And so there is a close tie between big tech and social media. I don't think of big tech necessarily as being people that manufacture equipment or things of that nature.
Although
a company like Apple would be right on the borderline between manufacturers of equipment and controllers of communication. At number 7, immigration. At number 6, crime, race relations, and Florida's Don't Say Gay law. At number 5, the Supreme Court of the United States nomination and confirmation at the end of the week. And that's tied with the Hunter Biden investigation. They don't have anything to do with each other, but they're both at the number 5 position.
But I'll bet it reaches the Supreme Court sometime.
That's possible, certainly. Partisan politics tied with the 2022 and 2024 elections. That's number 4. I laugh because this is the first year I remember having two elections, 2 years apart, both being on the survey simultaneously.
I mean, we don't have enough to talk about it. We have to be so focused on politics, some of us, that it supplants things like what's going on in the economy and what we can pay for and buy and how that's being affected by the war. It seems to me those would be much more in people's minds. But
well, there's no more honeymoon period. There used to be what was called the honeymoon period, where it was considered to be bad form to be politicking during the off season. Now there is no off season. The next election starts. The next election starts even before the election happens. Mm-hmm. And that brings us to number 3, the January 6th committee. And I want to mention that that was January 6th, 2021. We've already passed January 6th, 2022. And the biggest problem facing that committee is this, that if the Republicans take over the House, that'll be the end of that committee. Mm-hmm. And it just seems to be grinding on at a snail's pace, although they say a lot is happening. I don't know. It also depends on what your politics happen to be in terms of wishing it speed or wishing it slowness. Mm-hmm. The economy is at number two, and Russia-Ukraine war tied with U.S. foreign policy at number one. Now we can do the people. Elon Musk is at 10, Ketanji Brown Jackson at 9, Jen Psaki at 8. Number 7 is Hunter Biden. Number 6, Ron DeSantis. Sarah Palin is at 5. Donald Trump and Ivanka Trump at 4. Vladimir Zelensky is 3. Vladimir Putin is 2. And Joe Biden is number 1.
There you go. So I wonder how many of those people on that list would make good talk show hosts. Would Elon Musk be a good talk radio host? Would Ms. Jackson be? Would Jen Psaki wants a job like that, apparently, right?
Seems she she's going to. The reason she's on the survey is that they seem to be going after her at MSNBC.
Mm-hmm. So what happens to Rachel Maddow, who's probably the best thing they got, at least in my estimation?
I'm not sure what role Jen Psaki would be slated for, but.
Rachel's on leave because she's producing some Broadway show. And so rumor mongers have it that Psaki goes into that slot. Whether that's true or not, I guess it remains to be seen. But
well, Psaki's a smart person. I just don't know if she has the talent that Rachel Maddow displayed.
Being
Rachel
smart Maddow and being a good host don't necessarily always go.
No, exactly. Rachel, regardless of whether you agree with her politics or her journalism, to use a term we said earlier, or her commentary, Rachel Maddow has a talent for filling the screen with herself.
Yep.
In other words, she owns that spot when she's there.
Yes.
She's not just a person. She's got that, and that's important. I don't know whether Jen Psaki has it, although I do think that Jen Psaki knows how to take care of herself under fire.
Yeah.
So,
but I look at this other, like Hunter Biden. What would he be flat because he's not that bright? DeSantis, would he make a good talk show host? You know, these guys, a lot of these politicians, after they're done, that's what they do. Or sometimes before, look at the former vice president. He had a statewide program in Indiana, didn't he? Do I remember that?
Well, he came out of talk radio.
Yeah, right.
He is, as they would say, a product of talk radio.
Mm-hmm.
I hate that kind of terminology, but you know what I mean.
Sarah Palin.
I wonder what's going to happen to him. I mean, he's in a strange limbo, if you will, in terms of his political career.
Well, maybe he needs to do something else. Become board of directors. You know, just go somewhere. Because he doesn't have the starch to make it any further than he's made it. And most people look at him and say that. And he's not even a good second guy to go to. Really.
Well, he's a man without a core. He doesn't have a base. He doesn't have a base. The people on his side hate him, and the people on the other side hate him. It's like,
how would the Donald Trump Ivanka Trump show be?
That would be very exciting.
I think that'd be an interesting show.
Oh, yeah.
I've always liked her. There's something about her that it seems different than what the rest of the family. I mean, she just seems different. She seems to care about her father, and there was a lot of influence. Didn't you think at the beginning of his term, she was very influential, and then she sort of just disappeared?
Why do you think she disappeared?
Because I think she was frustrated that her father didn't listen to her. He didn't listen to anybody. It seemed at first, though, that maybe he might listen to her.
In other words, you don't think that somewhere along the line Donald Trump said to himself that Jared and Ivanka are not making me look good, and that people think that they're lightweights, and maybe I'd better get them out of the spotlight?
You don't. She's no lightweight. Her husband, I think, is kind of a lightweight, but I don't think she is. But anyway, maybe that's it. Yep. Could be that's the case. We're here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. A quick reminder about weight loss success using Calitrin. Find it at toploss.com. Take advantage of their 25th anniversary, selling $25 off anything you buy at toploss.com.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers.
and after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet, so make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. That's 800-378-3212.
Calton is collagen. We're born with collagen. We lose it. You're putting back into your body what your body has naturally. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. And what it does, it supports the lean muscle. It burns your stored fat. You're going to more than likely see inch loss before weight loss. That doesn't happen fast. Also, if you have anything joint-wise, muscle-wise, it's going to go there first. You know, your body breaks down the collagen protein, and one of those proteins is glycine, which helps your body sleep more soundly. So there's many, many benefits, but it's one of your few that your heart patients, your diabetics, if you're on prescription meds, it will not interact at all.
There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and to get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America. Check it all out at toploss.com. The Talk Radio Countdown Show, the charts for this past week, first full week of April, include the following stories according to Talkers Magazine. At number 10, the weather circumstances that we're living with. Number 9, imagine, down to number 9. How many weeks and months did COVID stay right at the top of the story? So it's number 9. Social media and media in general, number 8. Our immigration problems, number 7. Crime and how it relates to race, the number 6 item. The Ketanji Brown Jackson vote and the Supreme Court, number 5. Politics, generally speaking, number 4. And how that plays into January 6th, which is number 3. Our economy and the impact of the war and inflation, number 2. And the war itself and our policy when it comes to Russia, that's number 1 this week.
Straight Talk Wireless now has the new iPhone 13 with Cinematic Mode, which lets you focus on what matters. And with Straight Talk, you can focus on getting the best deal. Our Silver Unlimited plan is just $45 a month for unlimited talk, text, and data. And it runs on the largest, most dependable networks, now with nationwide 5G. With the iPhone 13 on Straight Talk, you can share whatever you want, wherever you want. Straight Talk Wireless. 5G-capable device required. Actual availability, coverage, and speed may vary. See terms and conditions at straighttalk.com.
My heart was racing just making spaghetti. I could have waited to tell my doctor, but I didn't wait.
I was short of breath just reading a book. I could have delayed telling my doctor, but I didn't wait.
They told their doctors and found out they have atrial fibrillation, a condition which makes it about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. If you have one or more of these symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness, this is no time to wait. Contact your doctor.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
This is Morgan Freeman, executive producer of the documentary film The C Word, and I'm here to tell you that defeating cancer takes breakthroughs. A breakthrough is the start of something extraordinary. To be breakthrough is to be brave. Many small breakthroughs can lead inevitably to a big breakthrough, the kinds of breakthroughs that advance the fight against cancer, the ones that save lives by the millions. You are the breakthrough. You, the patients taking part in clinical trials. You, the scientists doing next-level research to beat cancer. You, the doctors and nurses who tirelessly care for everyone along the way. Let's be the breakthrough.
To learn about screenings and clinical trials that may be right for you, go to standuptocancer.org/breakthrough. Stand Up to Cancer is a program of the Entertainment Industry Foundation. Please talk to your healthcare provider about appropriate screenings and clinical trials that may be right for you.
counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
It's 23 after the hour. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael Harrison and Doug Steffen here with the charts for the week of April 4th to the 8th at number 10. Among other things, the NCAA basketball season, March Madness, even though it's April. I guess that is something you are...
Well, it ended at the beginning of the week, so
yeah,
last weekend. So there was... there are many places
upsetting
in the country where that's as big a deal as the Super Bowl.
Yeah, I know it. And mostly in my reading of it, from my experiences being on the air, the states that are big on football, also big on this, like Ohio, Florida, Texas, you know, states like that that seem to be really into
college
it.
College sports are very big in areas that, it's big all over the country, but in some areas the college team is bigger than the nearby professional team.
Yeah.
You know?
I have, I'm going to get off on a tangent here with your permission for a second, because something's happened in my family this week that is, it's not a tragedy, but it's not good. My son played basketball and football in high school, and he had some concussions from on both. He got hit in the head with a basketball that knocked him out. He had a couple of circumstances on a football field where he got hurt badly, and he's in the mid 40s now, and he's found out that he has a condition that comes. It's not CTE. It's a very rare condition that's brought about by having these sorts of blows to your head. And so I say people are very angry at me when I talk about football parents and how irresponsible it is. But every single day, and this has come back around to being personal with me, there are these examples of people who have their lives not, Brendan's life's not ruined, but it's not, wasn't helped by, now he has to go into all of these, clinics and they have to deal with this stuff. And I wonder what it is sometimes, how people get so blind to the effects of these things, to the point where, it's great sport, teaches you to be a man, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And I only say that because I look at all the excitement over basketball and football, and I wonder, what really is the most important thing here? Is this the most important? I mean, you'd think that March Madness was one of the most important things to happen in our country all year long.
it's one of the more important unimportant things. I mean, we have to have important unimportant things as well as unimportant important things and then stuff in the middle. I mean, that's what it's all about. I mean, you're talking about the very basis of certainly what I deal with in our attempt to sort this all out. But you raise a very complicated issue. Let me change the focus. Are you beating yourself up personally over this?
That I didn't take him out earlier?
Yeah, I mean, because you're finding fault with the system, and I'm not accusing you of being unfair, but you're shedding the light of criticism, scrutiny on the process,
mm-hmm.
and yet you were a parent of a child who was playing these games.
It was 30 years ago, and I didn't guess I knew any better. It wasn't until after that I got on the bandwagon that I did. While I was on the Board of Trustees of my alma mater and attacked the football system in Ohio, the college football system, and how many people were getting scholarships, how many people were getting hurt, and I was basically run off the board because of it. So, it was, but that wasn't until the, that would have been, I don't know, when I did that, it was probably 9 years ago, 8, 9 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
It's pressure.
Well, there's certainly a gradation. There's a gradation of danger from one sport to another. After the break, maybe we should continue this discussion.
I want to talk about the NBA season, too, and how it plays into the NCAA basketball season, if you will, as we continue on this week's Talk Radio Countdown Show, 28 past the hour.
This report is sponsored by AFPM. Driving isn't something most people can cut back on. It's a necessity. To understand gasoline prices, we need to understand what's going on with crude oil and how Russia's attack on Ukraine impacts energy. Susan Grissom is the chief industry analyst for the American Fuel and Petrochemical Manufacturers.
No company or individual person is responsible for gasoline prices, and more than half of what drivers pay at the pump is tied to crude oil, the feedstock for gasoline. Coming out of the pandemic, demand for fuel recovered faster than crude oil production, pushing prices up. That led to more expensive gasoline. Russia's invasion of Ukraine has made matters worse. The U.S. doesn't import much oil from Russia, but other countries do, and concerns about oil supply are causing prices to rise. More U.S. energy production, a strong refining sector, and policies that make it easier to access American energy will help make gasoline more affordable.
For more information, please visit AFPM.org.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio, majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling or giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
It's a bright new day. The sun is shining, the birds are singing, and there's never been a better day to try Mount Shasta spring water. Hi, I'm Bob the Drop. I come from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta. I'm bottled at the source. It doesn't get more cool and refreshing than that, and it's delivered right to your door. Yep, pure and simple, naturally the best. Start your bright new day by calling 1-800-922-6227 to order some of the best tasting water on the planet, Mount Shasta spring water.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier in all we do.
Premier Oil Change has been locally owned and operated since we opened in 2006, enjoying long-term relationships with our team members and loyal guests. Many of our team members have worked with us for over 10 years. Many of our certified technicians have logged over 30,000 oil changes, working on hundreds of different vehicle makes and models. In an ever-changing world, we strive to keep up with change with our extensive training program. It's important to the staff at Premier Oil Change that our customers' cars are well taken care of by experienced, well-trained technicians. So you can depend on your vehicle to get you and your family to your destination. Don't forget that you can earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park or our newest location in Anderson across from Roundtable. Remember, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
It looks like spring, the time of year for dust, pollen, busy birds, and bugs. The time to stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. With car wash packages starting at only $9. Or buy 5 car wash coupons and get 1 free. Or buy 10 car wash coupons and get 3 free. Quick and Clean Car Wash is fast and convenient at Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Quick and Clean.
The Red Bluff Roundup is on. April 15th, 16th, and 17th. Get your tickets now. $250,000 is up for grabs for 600 of the toughest cowboys and cowgirls. It's the biggest three-day rodeo in the country. Tickets are on sale now, so grab the good seats while you can. It's consistent action with bucking horses, bulls, barrel racing, roping, wild pony riding, and more. Friday is family night, brought to you by Food Max and Outback Contractors. Gates open at 5, rodeo at 7, and an after party with live music. Saturday brought to you by Sierra Pacific Windows and Red Bluff Dock. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 2:30, and an evening concert by country music star Chancey Williams.
I've been living on rodeo, cold beer, and old Copenhagen.
And Sunday is Haleakala and Dignity Health St. Elizabeth Hospital, tough enough to wear pink day. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 1:30. Get your tickets now at the Red Bluff office or online at redbluffroundup.com.
As it, just every once in a while, a sports story creeps back into the top 10, which I find refreshing because it kind of gets our mind off of some of the other things that are big and scary, you know. Not that what we've been talking about wasn't big and scary with regard to those people getting hurt playing certain sports, but, you know, there's the relief of conversation about Tiger Woods, for example, who apparently, you know, there's the money on him this weekend at the Masters is substantial, but apparently it's upset the pool. I don't know that much about it. You don't bet on sports, do you?
I never bet on sports. I have never bet on sports ever once
never,
in my
yeah.
life. Never. Mm-hmm. No. Not that I'm some kind of a high and mighty moralist. It's just not, to me, a good bet.
No. So, betting is not a good bet. I think what you're betting on.
Gambling, I like to have some type of control over my investments.
Uh-huh.
Let's just put it that way. And yeah. So there's a very fine line between legitimate investments and gambling. And some people are just as much gamblers as a guy that plays blackjack do it on the stock market or do it with cryptocurrency or
yeah.
do it with a number. You know, a lot of people who think that they're business investors, they're really gamblers. They don't have a clue. So when I say I don't gamble on sports, it's not that I am, you know, it's not a pejorative against people that do, although I have my own personal feelings about any kind of gambling addiction, mm-hmm. You know, or if you gamble to the detriment of your family.
Well, the ads for the lottery always say, please gamble responsibly, you know.
Yeah. That's, well, I may do a quick tangent. I'm very concerned about the impact upon our culture that sports has been taken over by the gaming industry and mm-hmm. that the main sponsor now of all sports media is gambling and that young people who watch football, basketball, baseball are inundated with the glorification and the mainstreaming of betting on sports. I think it's killing the sportsmanship aspect of it. It's taking away the team aspect of it in terms of loyalty and the joy that people get, you know, being involved in the culture of a team. And it's all part of the get-rich-quick idea that takes away from legitimate thinking in business. That being said, you know, I'm still sitting here reeling over the news about Brandon and your situation and the conversation we had about the responsibility of parents and looking out for their kids' safety when it comes to school sports.
Mm-hmm. Well, does it bleed on?
Topic.
Does it when you? Yeah, I mean, the idea of like the NBA regular season is ended the same time that March Madness ended, so you think. These guys who sign a contract, whether it's basketball, football, soccer, whatever it is, but they sign a contract to make X amount of dollars. So, and I don't like the word assumption, but perhaps the theory here is that they know what they're signing up for, so it's not the same as a youngster playing a football game that, you know, seems to bring excitement to his high school or his college or whatever it is. When you sign on the dotted line, for me, that changes the responsibility that people have. You're responsible for yourself in that circumstance. So I'm not so worried about the professional sports athletes as I am some of these kids that, frankly, don't know any better, and neither do their parents. Does that sound arrogant?
No, it sounds very honest. It's an honest assessment of the situation. There's a major difference between a grown man or a grown woman playing a sport for a living
sport that they have already been through the rigors of proving themselves that they are worthy of being on a professional level by their accomplishments on the minor league or the amateur level. I know it's a different thing. I do think that that doesn't diminish concern over certain sports being particularly dangerous. I do think there's a great difference between the dangers inherent in basketball and the dangers inherent in football. And then what about MMA, mixed martial arts? I mean, that's
the
where
women that are getting into that now.
The women are incredible athletes and fierce competitors. There was once a time when women in sports that had hitherto been dominated by men, they didn't have the same level of skills. It took a while for it to be a cultural thing where girls grew up, where it's part of their culture to be able to do that. We've reached a point now where basketball, softball, and particularly mixed martial arts, where the female matches are as interesting and as competitive and as dramatic and as violent as the male. Especially in the UFC or whatever it's called, the big league that is MMA. You know, you had Ronda Rousey who went on to a
big strong girl.
And then fell. I mean, she got whipped. I mean, beaten to a pulp in front of the, you know, when do you see women getting beaten to a pulp in terms of contemporary history? But now it's part of the scene. Major paradigm shift in terms of the role of the genders in terms
but
of
interesting
violent sports.
And that she and Gina Carano, who also was an MMA artist, but they're both good looking. They've made movie careers. Or at least Gina had a career until she did something on one of the social media things that sort of cast her aside. But the other, some of these women, I saw a picture of a woman this week who was a champion, and she's huge, muscular, and raring to go, and she doesn't look like she'd make in the movies, but she certainly looks like she would be someone to not want to, no one want to confront her in a situation where, you know, you're worried about your health and well-being. So, it's just a priority as much as anything else. So, let's spend a moment. You and I both love the space program and the research that's being done. This is off the story list and the people list, but what a wonderful, when you look at how inspirational science and technology is and what this week was detected by that web. The latest,
they haven't even started with that. This is stuff. It found the furthest individual star that we could see, the James Webb Space Telescope, and they're just like playing around with the focus. This thing hasn't even. I told you months ago that the James Webb Telescope is going to change our entire world. It's going to change the human race's understanding. Of course.
Well, people will understand. There was a big discussion this week. I had Uri Geller on talking about UFOs or aliens, as, you know, he's always been associated with that element that, you know, are there really UFOs, et cetera, et cetera. Well, when you consider that, as you've said, there's this galaxy and a planet that sits 13.5 billion, excuse me, I'm choke on it, 13.5 billion light years away, and we can see it. It looks like the first thing they said was, "Well, it looks like it could be another Earth."
It's a star. It's a star, not a planet.
With a solar system around it.
It's a star in a galaxy. Now we can see galaxies further than that, but we can't see individual stars in those galaxies past this point, but this was the Hubble Space Telescope that discovered this. This is not the James Webb.
Right.
This is the Hubble Telescope.
The old one.
The old one that was launched in 1990. So this other thing is going to really, I predict, it will find signs of a biosphere on one of the exoplanets within a year. And that means life. Doesn't necessarily mean you know, high tech life or intelligent life, but there's got to be life out there. There has to be, based on the numbers.
Of course there is. It's so arrogant to think that we're the only ones. Good Lord, that's silly. Actually, I wonder if the other planet has Pink Floyd, though, on it. What do you think? Pink Floyd?
It's funny you mentioned Pink Floyd went back in the studio. They're out of retirement, making a song to benefit the people of Ukraine.
So I brought them up. Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you listen to it?
No.
Man, I was thinking of Gun Hill Road, the group that you're in. And, but go back in the studio and let's do some stuff.
I'm in the studio right now. I have a song coming out that you're gonna like. It's called Idiots. And
perfect. All right, let's talk about that in a moment.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The people list from Talkers Magazine. Let's check it out here. I'm Doug Steffen at number 10, Elon Musk. Interesting guy, had an interesting week. I bet he always has interesting weeks. At number 9, the lady who got onto the Supreme Court, Ketanji Brown Jackson. Jen Psaki has been the press secretary since Biden took office. She may go to television. Number 8, Hunter Biden. Number 7, what a waste of time talking about him. Ron DeSantis at 6, Sarah Palin's running. Number 5, Donald and his daughter Ivanka, number 4, sort of a tie there. Zelensky's at 3. Putin the punk is at number 2. And Joe Biden, president of these here United States. He's the president of resident. That's our Joe. He's number 1 on the list, as one might expect. So that's it. The overview, the people list. Here we want to make sure that we go through it officially at least once each hour. So there it is for you here. 44 after the hour. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
I am Robert Strickler. My wife Joyce and I have been married for 53 years. Certainly one of the really important things in my life are our children and our grandchildren. I am essentially a writer. I've been involved in communications and the media. I've been an avid fly fisherman for at least 40 or more years. I've been taking Prevagen on a regular basis for at least 8 years. For me, the greatest benefit over the years has been that Prevagen seems to help me recall things and also think more clearly, have a crisper ability to remember and think through things. And I enthusiastically recommend Prevagen. It has helped me an awful lot.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Robert Strickler is a content contributor for Prevagen and real user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
A recent study indicated that less than 10% of the U.S. labor force is actually happy and fulfilled in their line of work. I'm Bill Martinez, man of God, conservative, and one of the largest nationally syndicated Hispanic radio hosts in the country. So what does it take to be happy and fulfilled? Well, first, you must enjoy what you're doing, especially when you're working 8 to 10 hours a day, right? Second, got to have a fair chance to win. Third, we have all been blessed with God-given gifts and talents. These must be exercised and developed. Studies have shown when these three key elements are working for you, it leads to fulfillment, something that about only 10% of the U.S. labor force actually enjoys today. But what's the final piece of finding fulfillment? It's something that comes only from God, and it happens when you leverage your temporal success to serve God and others. There you will discover freedom. That's right, freedom. No one can take that away from you. For more information, check out my show, BillMartinezShow.com.
Have you heard about Vine-to-Bar chocolate? The winemaker's chocolate. The world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay Mark. From the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay Mark contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouth-watering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's Vine-to-Bar Chocolate. Order some today at vinetobar.com. That's VINETOBAR.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's Vine-to-Bar. Vine-to-Bar Chocolate. Visit us at vinetobar.com.
So it's great business time for Calitrin. I would think the phones would be ringing off the hook and people would be ordering ad nauseum
That's right. You know, it'll be 25 years this April, and we've been helping customers lose weight safely and effectively for 25 years. So if you need to lose the weight, you've really got to check it out on our website, toploss.com, because like Doug said, it's so much more than just a weight loss product. I mean, we're not talking about a quick fix fad product. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. Our number one ingredient is collagen protein. It's got types 1 and 3. That's for the muscle and the joints.
All right, and don't forget the 90-90 special right now. Use the DJV code for free shipping as well. DJV code at toploss.com and the Get Fit contest. That sounds like it would be kind of fun. Calitrin at toploss.com. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller, here one of the great Calitrin consultants at toploss.com. The Talk Radio Countdown Show, the charts for this past week, first full week of April, include the following stories, according to Talkers Magazine. At number 10, the weather circumstances that we're living with. Number 9, imagine, down to number 9. How many weeks and months did COVID stay right at the top of the story list? So it's number 9. Social media and media in general, number 8. Our immigration problems, number 7. Crime and how it relates to race, the number 6 item. The Ketanji Brown Jackson vote and the Supreme Court, number 5. Politics, generally speaking, number 4. And how that plays into January 6th, which is number 3. Our economy and the impact of the war and inflation, number 2. And the war itself and our policy when it comes to Russia, that's number 1 this week on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. All right, so 48 after the hour, the Pink Floyd band reunion to record that song for Ukraine. This is something, I mentioned something about your band, the folks on Gun Hill Road. I thought that was, you have recovered, or is that the right word? Recovered some songs, and you have some new songs at Gun Hill Road. And right. I wonder if Pink Floyd, although they always sounded the same to me.
Pink Floyd has clearly been inspired by me and Gun Hill Road.
Yeah.
To go back. I'm sure of that.
Yes.
Yeah. They said, oh, that Harrison could do it. Why can't we?
Yes. Right. Exactly. So they're a bunch of old duffers, man. You look at some of these rockers from when we were kids, kind of like us, I guess, in a manner of speaking.
Well.
They all have to be pushing 80 anyway. And it's just funny, the concept of, you know, this guy and his guitar and the string. And I find it intriguing, kind of fun. But the music, it's one of those things. So much attention focused on Ukraine. All forms, all aspects of society are focused on this one thing. So it'd be interesting to see how this shakes out as it moves. Till next week's Talk Radio Countdown Show, Michael Harrison here with Doug Steffen at 10 before the hour.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
On the way, check out my new book.
Hi, I'm Carl Amari. For nearly 40 years, I've been licensing the rights to classic radio shows, including The Shadow, Jack Benny, Gunsmoke, Sherlock Holmes, Dragnet, Abbott and Costello, and many more. Today, I have over 100,000 classic radio shows, and because I work with the owners and estates, I'm provided the master recordings, which are superior sound quality.
Each month, I select 10 classic radio shows and send them to Classic Radio Club members along with detailed liner notes about each show. If you'd like to receive 10 amazing-sounding classic radio shows sent to you each month, either on CD or via digital download, visit ClassicRadioClub.com. And now, every Classic Radio Club member will receive an email from me each week with a digital download link to the full 5-hour Hollywood 360 podcast. The links never expire, so you can listen anytime you'd like. Learn more about the Classic Radio Club at ClassicRadioClub.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
53 past the hour now on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Thanks to my friend Stephen J.J. Wiseman for being here. After his name, there's an ESQ, which is not like ESP. He's an Esquire. That means, how did that get started, by the way? I never asked you. How did Esquire become associated with lawyers? Because a lot of people think of lawyers or anything, but Esquire.
The gentleman that it implies?
Yes, right. Exactly.
Yeah, you know, yeah. It is interesting. It does go back to England. I'm not sure what the connection was. I remember doing a internship at the Boston Legal Aid Society while I was still in law school and getting my first letter with Esquire after my name, and I decided that looked good. But other than that, I really can't tell you.
You know, I look at there's from the legal point of view, this is not about what's in the countdown, but it's worth a moment or two of our time. In the required information that comes, a lot of people that are in specialty fields have to have notes about confidentiality in their emails, and then you have other disclosures. I have some of the people I do business with, there's like 3-4 paragraphs worth of crap when they send you an email. This is for that, and that's for this, and yada, blah, blah. And so one wonders if anybody even pays any attention, or is that just legal jargon that somebody in the government said, you better put that on your emails or you're in trouble?
It's CYA. It's covering ourselves. So, yes, I have that. I've got 2 paragraphs in my email as well, and I totally agree with you. It's like, you know, I went to the post office the other day, and there was a sign on the door telling people that robbing a post office was a federal offense. And I keep picturing the guy coming up and going, oh, damn.
I'm not going to do that then. Right.
Yeah.
Never. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Never in 100, never in 1,000, never in
a million years.
Number one story this week is the war. How is the prosecution, not of the war, although some people use that term when it comes to war, but the prosecution of Putin, how is there any doubt, legally or otherwise, that this guy should be hung by the neck until dead? And yet, where are we with that?
Yeah, I would have probably hanged him with other parts of him first. But this is the vile nature of this guy. I mean, and the immorality is incredible. And there's so many problems, though. There will be problems getting evidence to actually bring the war crimes that certainly appear to have been going on.
Why would there be problems getting evidence? Why?
You're going to have to get documentary evidence from Russia. And as we say in Boston, good luck to you and the Red Sox.
You can't get the info from the people who have been victims in Ukraine, or it has to come to show that he's set this course of action out? Is that what you're saying?
That's exactly it. I mean, you've got victims, and then you will have military. Are those military rogue, or did they actually follow an order? An order from who, and who gave that person the order, and who knew about that person giving the order? So, you know, tracing it up to Putin himself would be difficult. And then there's, you know, the fact that it's just the logistics of it to actually get him into a position of a trial. When you look at war crimes, you go back to really the first big ones were in Nuremberg after World War II. You had the defeated Axis powers. That was easy to get them. And then you even had in Kosovo, after war there, you, again, you had a defeated dictator. So for someone who is still operating a country, it's going to be difficult legally and logistically to take any kind of action against Putin.
All right. Next item is the investiture, is that the right word, of Miss Brown Jackson. No surprises here, right? It was 53 to 48 or something like that. And I mean, what,
yeah, 53 to 47. And according to Marjorie Taylor Greene, three pedophile Republicans. You know, this, the ridiculous and vileness of some of the attacks on both sides of justices are absurd. And she then reported Jimmy Kimmel to the police because she said he made a threat when he said, "Where's Will Smith when you need him?"
I didn't hear that, but that's an interesting anecdote and sidebar here. All right, so there's a commentary from the legal side of things every week. Stephen J.J. Wiseman is here as a pro when it comes to the law. Don't forget, he's the founder, too, of Scamicide.com. Check that website out when it comes to scams and giving people money that shouldn't have money. All right, Steve, thanks for being here. Doug Steffen at 59 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown. The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. After a striking post-invasion setbacks, Russia's appointed a new Ukraine war commander, one of Russia's most experienced military officers with a record of brutality against civilians in Syria and other war theaters. Meanwhile, days after a missile attack on a train station that killed 52 people, President Zelensky ramping up his call for more aid in his fight to ward off Russian forces. White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan told NBC's Today Show that U.S. wants Ukraine to win both on the battlefield and at the negotiating table.
What we want to see is a free and independent Ukraine, a weakened and isolated Russia, and a stronger, more unified, more determined West. We believe that all three of those objectives are in sight, can be accomplished, and we will do what it takes to support the Ukrainians in their effort to help bring those objectives about.
Here at home, the Biden administration expected to come out within days with its long-awaited ghost gun rule. The aim is to rein in privately made firearms without serial numbers. Completion of the rule comes as the White House and the Justice Department have been under growing pressure to crack down on gun deaths and violent crime in the U.S. A federal judge in Virginia issuing a rule prohibiting the U.S. military from discharging HIV-positive service members or refusing to allow them to become officers. And suspending the federal gas tax remains an option for the Biden administration.
A few states have suspended gas taxes to help provide relief at the pump. Press Secretary Jen Psaki was asked if the White House favors a pause on the federal gas tax, which is about 18 cents per gallon.
It is certainly on the table, and certainly something we continue to consider.
Some critics of gas tax holidays worry that suspending gas taxes could hurt funding for road projects. Greg Clugston, Washington.
National average gas this week down a dime, $4.27 a gallon. More news at townhall.com.
Dr. Gorka here, and you know me. I am very cynical about products, especially those that claim to help people suffering from pain. So when I tell you that Relief Factor truly works, I want you to know that I mean it. I suffered from a stiff lower back for almost a decade, one so painful it made it difficult to kneel in church on Sundays. When I finally decided to give Relief Factor a try, I didn't ever imagine that I would find myself free of the pain, but that's what happened. Now I take Relief Factor every day. Almost 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it worked for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick start for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. Feel the difference.
Mortgage rates are rising at the fastest pace since 1994.
The average interest rate for a 30-year mortgage in the U.S. edged up again this week, reaching a level not seen in more than 3 years. The average rate on the 30-year loan this week rose to 4.72% from 4.67%, the latest in a series of rapid increases. Over the course of the past 3 months, rates have jumped 1.5%. 1 year ago, the 30-year rate stood at 3.18%. The average rate on a 15-year mortgage, which is more popular among homeowners who choose to refinance, climbed to 3.91% from 3.83% last week. Patrick Foss reporting.
Student loan paybacks are paused for now, but due to resume in August. And if you're 1 day late on your loan payments, your loan will be considered delinquent. 30 days or 90 days, you'll be hit with hefty fines and late fees and be reported to credit bureaus or collection agencies. More than 270 days late, you go into default and your wages could be garnished. More news at townhall.com. America's homeless population is graying.
It's a quickly expanding group of destitute and desperate people, 50 and older, who have suddenly found themselves without a home following a job loss, a divorce, or health crisis. Advocates say most of them do not have mental illness or substance abuse problems. Experts say their numbers will triple over the next decade, challenging policymakers to imagine new ideas for sheltering the very last of the baby boomers as they get older, sicker, and less able to pay ultra-high rents. Jason Walker reporting.
Avian flu has been found in a non-commercial backyard poultry flock in Colorado. USDA calls it the worst U.S. outbreak of the virus in 7 years. Authorities in Pitkin County say the affected birds have been destroyed to prevent the spread of the disease. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com. Join Sue McClain weekday mornings from 6 to 7 for the Sue McClain News Hour, where you'll hear the up-to-the-minute local news, national and international news, weather, sports, and a whole lot more. Followed by Free Fire Radio from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bott. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, equal opportunity critics. From noon to 3, learn how to get out of debt with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday nights, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal, local history, North State Now, and unsung heroes of our area. From 7 to 9, tune in to Ben Shapiro, your local downtown radio station, KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com.
The conditions at straighttalk.com.
My heart was racing just making spaghetti. I could have waited to tell my doctor, but I didn't wait.
I was short of breath just reading a book. I could have delayed telling my doctor, but I didn't wait.
They told their doctors and found out they have atrial fibrillation, a condition which makes it about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. If you have one or more of these symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness, this is no time to wait. Contact your doctor.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
7 after the hour now, it's time for our weekly overview of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio for this first full week, the week of April 4th to the 8th. Doug Steffen here with my DJV pals Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner to take apart most of the eight stories, although there, as has been the case the last five, six, 7 months, maybe, well, since COVID started, the top of the story list has been kind of weighted, and I guess the same thing applies to the Ukraine war situation, so we have no surprises there. But there are a couple of other things in here that are worth some time, plus the people list. So, ladies, with your permission, I'll start with the people list from Talkers Magazine. By the way, you can find this list both at djvshow.com and talkers.com. At number 10, Elon Musk on the people list. Is that mostly because of his investment this week? What's the...
Yeah.
Is that it? Yeah, pretty much. Okay.
It's only 9.2% of the, company,
the
but he's right. got a seat. Yeah, he's got a seat on the board now. So
see at the table.
We'll see
I guess
what
based
happens.
On how much he owns, it's possible that he could find his way to become chairman, actually, of that board because of the amount of stock that he owns in the company.
Really?
So,
mm-hmm.
yeah, it'd be interesting.
All right.
He's been doing polls all week. He's been doing polls all week about features that people like on Twitter. Do you like? Yeah. Do you want an edit feature? Do
and
you
what
want
has he found?
Things?
What has been the result of those? There a lot of people would
sure
respond.
Sure,
he
do in fact want an edit feature.
Yes, we do.
That would be my.
And that's the number one thing that yeah. And so Twitter is already a little bit. I don't know. The rest of the people at Twitter are
taking
a little salty.
Stance.
Well, they're a little salty about it because they said that they have had this, you know, they announced this week, and we did it in our tech rundown, that they are going to debut an edit button. They're going to test it out. And they said they, quote-unquote, did not get that from a poll. So it was their slight at Elon Musk and all his
Zing.
Polls. Yeah.
Number nine on the people list is Ketanji Brown Jackson. Interesting because usually the numbers on the people list correspond with how they overplay or how the overlay fits on the story list. Number five is the Supreme Court nomination and, in fact, the confirmation of Ms. Jackson as a Supreme Court justice. She will start serving what? It was a 53-47 vote, and not unusual
October?
In these times.
Just right, start, well, she starts October, the next session.
All right,
yeah.
So when, yeah, okay, so Justice Breyer is going to stick around
Breyer
through the end of the
session. Breyer finishes out to the term, which I think is June, and then and then they don't start, they have the summer off, and then they come back, and that's when she'll be on the panel.
The things that are announced in October are things that have been done this season, or at least a lot of them are, results of whatever, so... Jackson
well, they typically dump at the end of the term, right? So a bunch of stuff comes out, will be dumped in June before they go on break.
Mm-hmm. All right, so what do you do all summer? Go to the beach?
right?
You know, Washington only works, they can't work the whole year, Doug. Come
no,
on.
No, God, no, exactly. Another vacation. So what will be some of the things on the docket? Apparently, she's the only one who will be on the Supreme Court with any experience defending people who have been accused of crimes. And this is interesting because she had real court experience. The others have not. I guess if I thought about
that. Yeah, she's the only one who was ever a defense attorney. It is interesting just because, I mean, I think, like, take politics and stuff out of it, but just to have a bunch of legal scholars, right, in the Supreme Court
who never were tried.
Well, no, but I'm just saying that the Supreme Court is supposed to be the greatest legal minds available, right? So it is interesting that all of them, and I think it's a good thing, that they bring something different. Not everyone needs to have all the same experience. I think it's good to mix it up and someone has a different perspective. And, I think it's a good thing.
So who's silly enough among us to think that the nine Supreme Court justices are, in fact, the most brilliant legal minds
well,
in the country.
Well, I'm saying that that's what it's supposed to be,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, right, exactly. And so I'm underscoring that. This fall the court will decide a lot of cases about criminal defendants' rights, process that police and prosecutors have to follow. Will she be heavily weighted, her vote heavily weighted? Is it tradition that normally the first-termers keep their mouths shut? They don't really get involved.
No, but she's not. She won't be writing any of the decisions because she's the. And I don't know how long it takes to be able to write a decision. Jen, you might know this. I'm not sure.
I don't know what the time is, but I know they. I don't know if there's like a set time, but I think it goes with seniority, basically,
right.
Doesn't it?
Right.
Like, yeah.
Okay. Number eight on the people list is Jen Psaki, who is leaving to go to, was it Fox? Yeah, no, MSNBC. No,
MSNBC.
Fox, not quite going to Fox.
What is she going to do there?
Well,
I don't find her.
No one has said anything about what her role is. But remember, Rachel Maddow is not doing a show currently at the moment, and Rachel Maddow, I guess, has not been super happy with the way her show has been coming out over the last year, so she took a break.
Jen Psaki
Psaki early on that was tossed around. What if they got someone like Jen Psaki to replace her? So I don't know if she's looked at as a possible replacement for Rachel Maddow or she'll just be a talking head, but I'm sure you'll find out more.
Well, Rachel Maddow is producing a play or a movie or something right now,
stuff.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
She's doing
but
some,
she
so she's on a two or three
back.
Month. Oh, well.
Jen Psaki is no Rachel Maddow.
Well, I just don't. I just don't find that there's a lot of a compelling personality there. That's why I was asking.
Flat as a board. Yep. Okay. Hunter Biden is number 7, and all of the foolishness. When does this go away? I mean, the Hunter Biden investigation, by the way, is number 5.
I don't think it does. It's actually heating up at this point. I mean, there.
Well, what's new?
What's new? Well, okay. So one of the things that was told to us over and over again is that Hunter Biden did nothing wrong, and that Hunter and Joe Biden had nothing to do with each other, Joe Biden.
Doug's saying, of course he did, but Doug doesn't. What do you know?
I mean, look, there's a grand jury that's convened to decide whether or not he did something wrong. So it's serious. It's under investigation.
So if they decide he did something wrong, then he pays consequences.
Here's the problem. So did the president enrich himself using?
Nah.
Hunter? I mean, the accusation.
I'm not
well,
that
just
part of it.
Can I just finish the story?
Yeah, please finish. Yeah.
So the accusation this week, to answer your question, is that about whether or not Joe Biden was involved in any of Hunter's business dealings. And this is something that Joe Biden has said, nope, never. We never even talked about business, which I have a really hard time believing. Because one thing I think about Joe Biden mm-hmm. is that he loves his kids. And I know I talked to my dad about business. I'm pretty sure we've all talked to our parents about business before. And Joe said that he never had those conversations. And so now we're finding out that Hunter Biden had Joe Biden write a letter of recommendation for a foreign national, his contact in China's son, to get into Brown University. That letter exists. It's been circulated. And it's not about writing a college recommendation letter for somebody. It's the fact that Joe Biden's writing it and saying that he had nothing to do with Hunter's business dealings. And he's writing it for a Chinese foreign national rather than someone who lives in this country. So the stuff that anecdotally is coming out paints a picture that they're not being honest and transparent about what's going on.
The other side to that is that Joe Biden, when he took office, could have easily removed the prosecutor from Delaware that's doing all this, and he refused to because he didn't want a conflict of interest. And he has said that they're confident that they're going to go all through this, and there's nothing
Trump
to
did
it.
That too. So, yeah, and Trump did that too. Trump left Mueller in place, and John Durham's still investigating. I mean, it looks really bad if you take away the prosecutors, but can we trust that, you know, can we trust what we get? I guess we have
can
to
we
see
take,
what it is, right?
What I think is that this has taken way too much oxygen out of the room. Okay, number 6. Here's another guy that takes too much oxygen out of the room. Ron DeSantis, huffing and puffing till you blow your house down. Much is made about this guy because the left doesn't like him, because he might run for the presidency, and everything about Florida is horrible, and the rest of the world is wonderful. This is getting old, old, old. But that's just for me. What do you ladies think about Ron DeSantis?
I'm not a fan of his. I'm not a fan of his at all.
Why he's on the people list? I don't think this is a fan question, right? Are we?
No, it isn't really.
Do you like Ron DeSantis, yes or no? The reason that he'd be on the list probably this week is that he and Governor Greg Abbott have said that they're going to take the border problems into their own hands since the federal government is failing, and that people who come into their states, and Governor Abbott started this, they're going to, at least according to his report, going to put them on buses, charter them, and send them to Washington, D.C. so that they can deal with them there. And DeSantis jumped on and said, yep, if we have people coming into the state, because what's been happening is the Biden administration has been flying illegals into Florida. He said we'll then take those people and allow them to
good
go
for the
on
bus business.
Hey,
you're running a bus
Washington,
company
D.C.
in Florida or Texas, good business for you, one way or the other. Okay, so that means, but when asked about this, Ms. Psaki sort of dismissed it as a publicity stunt.
Yeah. Well, yeah, that's what a lot of people think it is. Duh.
Well, I hope
that's
it is.
Why it's
and
in
actually,
the news.
You know what? And I would say that I hope it is. I mean, I hope that he's serious about doing it, and I think he's going to have to be since he said it on a national stage. But somebody needs to bring some publicity to this, because certainly the Biden administration is not wanting to act at all in protecting our borders,
they suck,
right?
When it comes
we're
to this.
We're protecting Ukraine's sovereignty. We don't protect our own.
So. We're not doing a great job of that on our own either. Okay, number five is Sarah Palin. Let's run for governor. Let's run for president. Let's run. What are we running for? Sarah Palin.
Is it the Senate that she's running for?
She's running for Congress.
Yeah, for the House of Representatives.
And she'll probably win, right?
Yeah, I think
yeah,
so.
Yeah, she'll win. Yeah. But she can still see Russia from her front porch.
I wonder how she would get along with Marjorie Taylor Greene. Because, like, Sarah Palin kind of, you know, she kind of, like, cornered the market on, you know, saying dumb stuff that's controversial and made headlines. So I wonder if she's going to think Marjorie's trying to take her.
Saturday Night Live.
I was going to say, a lot of this is, Tina Fey's character.
Yeah, but Tina Fey also said there were, I don't know if you guys ever saw this, but there was a thing, I think it was on BuzzFeed, she released the scripts of her as Sarah Palin, and they were all, she goes 90-something percent of it was exact verbatim of what Sarah Palin had actually said. So it wasn't, that was not a lot of fiction there. But, you know, who knows? It would be interesting to see Sarah Palin and Marjorie Taylor Greene together.
Look, I'd love to see women running in Alaska. I think it's a good thing. Alaska.
Well, yeah, I better hurry up because the Russians are going to take it over. They're going to take it back. Number three and two and one all have to do with the number one story of the week. That is Biden and Putin and Zelensky. So we get to that in the next half hour. That's the way it shapes up, though, as far as the people list is concerned on the Talk Radio Review. Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner, Doug Steffen here at your service and on your side at 18 after the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Calitone is collagen. We're born with collagen. We lose it. You're putting back into your body what your body has naturally. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. And what it does, it supports the lean muscle. It burns your stored fat. You're going to more than likely see inch loss before weight loss. That doesn't happen fast. Also, if you have anything joint-wise, muscle-wise, it's going to go there first. You know, your body breaks down the collagen protein, and one of those proteins is glycine, which helps your body sleep more soundly. So there's many, many benefits, but it's one of your few that your heart patients, your diabetics, if you're on prescription meds, it will not interact at all.
There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and to get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America. Check it all out at toploss.com.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. That's 800-378-3212.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of the Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE. or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard, or visit us at estategranite.com.
It's a bright new day. The sun is shining, the birds are singing, and there's never been a better day to try Mount Shasta spring water. Hi, I'm Bob the Drop. I come from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta. I'm bottled at the source. It doesn't get more cool and refreshing than that, and it's delivered right to your door. Yep, pure and simple. Naturally, the best. Start your bright new day by calling 1-800-922-6227 to order some of the best-tasting water on the planet, Mount Shasta spring water.
A building that's meant to last is not built overnight. And for centuries, the cornerstone has been crucial to guide each brick and wall that comes after. A strong community relies on many cornerstones. So at Cornerstone Community Bank, we've taken our name to heart. Whether it's your business or your family, we'll provide the financial cornerstone that you need to build on. We're local. We're community. We're your cornerstone. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Veterans, did you know that Shasta County Veterans Service Office is open to all veterans who have served our nation? Whether a combat veteran or a member of the reserves with limited active duty time, you have earned benefits. If you have any military benefit or veteran-related questions, call 530-225-5616 or stop by Shasta County Veterans Service Office at 1855 Shasta Street, Redding, California. This message is brought to you by Korean War veteran Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary, California Veterans Affairs.
The newest member of the Supreme Court, what are listeners saying about that, Jay?
Well, David Meyer says, based on her record, this isn't good.
What is it?
I'm going to assume that this is regarding what a lot of people are saying, her alleged leniency on felons who possess images of child sexual abuse. Child porn, all of that stuff.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so that's...
There were a lot of people that went after her, too, for defending Gitmo terrorists. And as much as I hate it and, you know, it doesn't feel right to hear someone defending a terrorist in Gitmo, it was her job. So mm-hmm. I think a lot of people, as much as I think there are some questions and problems with Ketanji Brown Jackson, I think the people who are going after her for defending terrorists, that happened to be her lot in life at the moment. So
hello, you know, people defended OJ and you know it's that's just what it is. Yeah. That's the job.
She wouldn't have been my first choice, but then I'm not voting on it, so I guess it doesn't make much difference. And maybe it doesn't make much difference what the public feels, even though we're getting a sampling of that here. Do they think the politicians actually listen? They all have their own stripes these days. They don't pay much attention to their constituents. I don't see that happening anyway. All right, what other things have you got from the Jackson confirmation here?
Bree Rowans calls it another loss for our children. And on the opposite side, Kyle Levin says, congratulations to a qualified justice and glad to see the first black woman on the Supreme Court. And Henrietta Crane echoes that, congratulations, highly qualified and deserved. Shame on those who voted against.
I have 5 and 5, or 50%, so it's even, Stephen. Okay, war in Ukraine, number one this week on the countdown list. What are people saying about that?
Jay Martin wrote, I've heard way too much information on Ukraine and legalizing piracy. Taking super yachts has nothing to do with war. It's just a money grab.
Mm-hmm. So this is someone defending the oligarchs? Okay, that's an interesting stance. Okay.
What else you got?
Jim Mancuso says, noticing how welcoming our country is to Ukrainian refugees, but not so much refugees from predominantly not white countries.
True. Yep.
Celia Weller.
It's actually funny because that's actually not based in truth at all. One of the criticisms is that they can't get Ukrainian refugees into the country, that there's a lot of blockades on getting Ukrainian refugees in, and some of them are coming in through Mexico because the border is open there, but they can't get in seeking it with their asylum claim. So I don't know how true that is in this
case. Yeah, all right. What's next?
Well, that's why critical thinking needs to be
talk more regularly.
Thank you.
Celia Weller says, I don't watch the news, but I did look at many webcams on the internet in Ukraine and cannot find any that show any kind of destruction that people talk about on Facebook. Wouldn't they want to focus on their cameras on the war so everyone can see what's going on?
What does that mean? What does that say mean?
I go back to critical thinking, because you don't just get, and this is like,
I don't watch
say,
the
but
news.
Don't just get
okay.
all of
but
your
has anybody ever thought,
by posts, actually.
But has anybody ever thought that the reason that the cameras aren't there in the most destructive, like in the place of the most destruction, is that those
they
cameras
were destroyed?
Are destroyed.
Yeah.
Duh. But we are seeing all the destruction. Cameras are being brought
yeah,
in.
Of course we are.
Again, this
cameras.
Sounds like someone who's
we are
like pro-Russia. There's a lot of pro-Russia stuff floating around. It's
well, Jeremy Powell says at some point someone has to
see,
stand
have
up
a nice
and show
trip
Putin
to Moscow. 28 past the hour on the DJV program.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
This report is sponsored by AFPM. Driving isn't something most people can cut back on. It's a necessity. To understand gasoline prices, we need to understand what's going on with crude oil and how Russia's attack on Ukraine impacts energy. Susan Grissom is the chief industry analyst for the American Fuel and Petrochemical Manufacturers.
No company or individual person is responsible for gasoline prices. And more than half of what drivers pay at the pump is tied to crude oil, the feedstock for gasoline. Coming out of the pandemic, demand for fuel recovered faster than crude oil production, pushing prices up. That led to more expensive gasoline. Russia's invasion of Ukraine has made matters worse. The U.S. doesn't import much oil from Russia, but other countries do, and concerns about oil supply are causing prices to rise. More U.S. energy production, a strong refining sector, and policies that make it easier to access American energy will help make gasoline more affordable.
For more information, please visit AFPM.org.
I am Robert Strickler. My wife Joyce and I have been married for 53 years. Certainly one of the really important things in my life are our children and our grandchildren. I am essentially a writer. I've been involved in communications and the media. I've been an avid fly fisherman for at least 40 or more years. I've been taking Prevagen on a regular basis for at least 8 years. For me, the greatest benefit over the years has been that Prevagen seems to help me recall things and also think more clearly, have a crisper ability to remember and think through things. And I enthusiastically recommend Prevagen. It has helped me an awful lot.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Robert Strickler is a content contributor for Prevagen and real user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Shasta County, are you ready for something real special? Mary's Pizza Shack has some changes. We're now Charlie's Tap House, and a tap house rule number one is come in for the homemade pizzas, pastas, and other house-made specialties, and stay for the beer wall.
Mary's Pizza Shack is now Charlie's Tap House Pizza, Pasta, Grill. Same family owners and same homemade recipes. Plus, a few more you'll want to try for yourself. Friday nights, try our special hand-cut prime rib for just $28 with all the fixings. And all week, you can enjoy surf and turf or salmon and polenta.
Don't miss Shasta County's premier tap beer wall with your favorite beers on demand that you can order by the ounce. Try our new house beer collaboration with Woody's Brewing, Flippin' Hazy. Your taste buds will thank you. And when you sign up for our Tap House Rewards program, you'll automatically get $5 off towards your next order. Remember, our vibe is casual. The atmosphere is social.
Order online at charlews.com. That's charlews.com.
Aloha, this is Kevin, operations manager at Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. A professionally cleaned business sends a message to your paying customers. It says you are a company that cares about your image and always presenting the very best impression. Time after time, I've talked to clients who shopped for the lowest price and after a few months realized that their professional image was suffering. They didn't know who was actually coming into their offices to do the cleaning, and they just weren't getting the value they were paying for. Be wary of big-name companies that take your money, then hire unknown contractors to do the work. Since 1987, Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, your local professionals, have been offering the best in office cleaning by our screened, bonded, and insured staff. Take pride in your business and say aloha to your customers with the professional cleaning services from Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Call 221-5868. 221-5868. 5868, MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
And protective at the same time. The Forester Wilderness unlocks a whole new level of adventure. Discover more at Subaru.com/wilderness. Shopping cars online is a hassle, or is it? You probably search this site, that site, browse here, search there. Who has the time or the patience? Autotempest.com is the internet's best car shopping tool. With one easy search, see all the cars from the web's top car shopping sites all at once. Why browse some of the cars when Autotempest.com gives you everything? Autotempest.com. All the cars, one search.
Welcome back to the quickest podcast ever, brought to you by Kohl's.
Today's topic, Easter style.
I love when everyone's dressed in their Easter bug. Then you need to check out the deals at Kohl's.
I got 25% off the perfect floral dress, a new shirt for my husband for only $34.99, and got 25% off outfits the kids are going to look adorable in.
Cue the family photo op.
Exactly. Did I mention you can also get an extra 30%, 20%, or 15% off with your Kohl's card and earn Kohl's cash?
Looks like some bunny hunted down the savings.
Select stuff, 30%, 20%, or 15% offer on April 16th. Some exclusion applies. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Fascinating discussion here on the DJV program. Actually, this is our overview of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio. It's the Talk Radio Review from this past week, the stories that are on people's minds and how we've conducted our conversations on the DJV program. A lot of people who listen to this program over the weekend don't hear Monday through Friday, so I'll give you a little plug for the DJV program. You can listen to it in its entirety all day, every day at djvshow.com. In addition to various programs that are on various times on 400 or 500 radio stations around the country, and then we have our DJV download, which is a podcast that overviews the essence of many of our conversations. We certainly had a lot of yak about Tiger Woods. I'm sort of surprised he's not on the people list this week, because he's very much in the focus when it comes to coming back to the golf game. But we have discussions about, you name it, we've got it. So breaking down the conversations is what the podcast does. Available in the episodes every day of the DJV download, djvshow.com, or wherever you get your podcasts. So the big discussion this week, number one on the list, is the war. Our, I guess the focus toward the end of the week was the United Nations suspending Russia from the Human Rights Council. I guess the
first question
is, why did it take so long? Yes.
Yeah.
Right.
It's
about time. It just shows you the feckless.
Get China
useless.
Off that council next.
Yeah. Right.
I think
yep.
the UN actually felt the pressure. People saying, yep. why do you even exist if yep. you're not going to stand for peace? And
yep,
that's been the criticism. It's like.
What a bunch of chickens, though. 58 nations abstained from the vote.
Oh, I know, because they don't want to tick off China or Russia, of course.
Good God.
Now, you know what's interesting? We were just talking a little bit off the air, and we were just talking about how the internet is, the internet is such a mixed bag. It can be harmful in taking little bits of truth and then getting people to spin them all up and become conspiracy theorists. That's one thing that can happen. But the good thing is that our world leaders, who I am totally convinced, name the world leader, they were not going to act with Ukraine. They thought Russia was going to come in, it'd be over in 3 days, and they'd be out, and people would move on and forget about it.
Right.
But because the internet took Zelensky and they showed him to be someone who stayed around and he fought, and the Ukrainian people have the backbone to stay and fight against the Russians, and they've had some success. Think about it. It's not the leaders of these countries, the people who sit on the United Nations or the Council. It's the people that have had the pressure campaigns that have forced our world leaders.
It's about time that universal powers show up so that the people who are really responsible, that is you and me, the voters, as we are represented by individuals all around the world, where there may be real democracies. I'm wondering if there's any such thing anymore as a we're not a democracy, we're a republic. So where are the real democracies, frankly, when you get right down to it? People that say, well, I live in a democratically, Russia's not a democracy. If you don't vote for the leader, they shoot you. Same thing in China.
And the leader there, Putin, he just got to change the rules, and now he gets to be president forever. But as long as everyone keeps voting for him, I mean, it's such a joke.
Fabulous. Yeah, it is. Okay. So now the members of Congress here in our United States have voted this week to suspend normal trade relations with Russia. Back to the same question, what took so long? The Senate, everybody in the Senate passed on this. And so this is now.
There was some partisan stuff happening here, and I don't know what it was, but I think there were some people on the right who didn't want to limit. Jen, you probably know more about this, but there was a lot of back and forth, and I don't know why it wasn't just unanimous from the beginning, but it wasn't. There was a lot of negotiating.
It was unanimous, though. The Senate voted unanimously 100-1.
Right.
The House
it ended up that way.
20-3. So, you know, you've got three Republicans, the usual that like to stand up and fight, Marjorie Taylor Greene and Matt Gaetz and Thomas Matthews, who voted no. But this has a lot of support behind it. I mean, this is about as unanimous as you can get.
Yep. Yeah, as it should.
<You know?
laughs> So what other things have been done this week by Western nations to escalate the economic pressure on Russia? The ban on coal, I guess, right, would be one of them in the European Union. The trading privileges, why, again, it took so long to do what I was just suggesting.
I really think because people didn't take it seriously enough. You know,
I think Jen's totally right. This was going to be like an in-and-out thing.
One boot went into Ukraine, but unfortunately now we play catch-up. And this, if we had done these things, these serious sanctions, prior to one boot crossing into Ukraine, think about where we would be and how many people might still be roaming about, Russian and otherwise, because the toll on the Russian troops, finally Putin came out this week and said, yeah, we've taken some losses here too, which
really?
He was not saying. Remember, they were saying, and that was like one of the questions about propaganda, is that Ukraine said, we're killing a lot of Russians over here, and Putin would say, oh, we've lost like four people. Well, now,
right.
Yeah,
it's like a Chinese playbook.
Week.
Oh, only 4,000 people have died from COVID in China. Okay. 4,000 like a minute.
Yeah.
Right.
So
okay,
now
sure.
The Kremlin, though, as we get to the end of the week, sort of has given what one reporter described as a quote-unquote somber assessment of how the invasion is going. They never expected to have this much of a troop loss.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So good for the Ukrainians.
And that's why,
that's concerned.
I don't want to see our military deployed. I really don't, because it will prolong things more than wrap things up. If we deploy our military, it prolongs things. Maybe there's some argument to be made about special forces going into Putin or something, but there's not. It will only make things worse and more bloody and cost American lives if we send our military in. But there are things that you can do to give. I mean, if Ukraine can score a decisive victory over Vladimir Putin on the world stage, you don't have to worry about these sanctions or them backdooring deals with China or India or Germany. Because what happens then is you actually have a big embarrassment that's pushed at Vladimir Putin. So how do you do that? There's so much Soviet era equipment that's in Eastern Europe that these countries like Poland, the Czech Republic, and other places are not using it. And if we would, I don't know why people think it's an escalation, because you can hand over that equipment to Ukraine, let them defend themselves, let them have those air systems specifically, and you might actually be able to deliver the best outcome, which is a slap down from a small country like Ukraine, well, big geographically, but not necessarily economically, on Russia. That would be the best possible scenario.
I also
think if you send him away, he's going to come back again.
Exactly. That's always been my concern too. By from the beginning. Well, you push him back, and then what? 6 months from now, he does it again.
Yeah.
So, but I do think that there is the sanction part of it. When you look at really how a lot of the oligarchs who have been sanctioned, and just the people in Russia, the business owners who have been crippled by all the banking stuff, if that goes on another month, that's going to hit Putin. He's going to be confronted with that. Whether it's the oligarchs calling him up on a, secret satellite phone going, dude, I can't even, pay my staff on my yacht anymore. This has got to stop,
right. So, meanwhile, the Russians attacked a train station this week, killing thousands of people who were trying to get out to go to the countries that are bordering Ukraine. The killing of civilians apparently became more of, there was from what I've read, a German spy network or some. They've got their ears on what the traffic, the cross traffic is on the private channels, and they're hearing the Russian soldiers talking about killing civilians and pregnant women and, you know, this kind of stuff.
Oh, yeah, they busted them. But, again, you know, Jen and I were just talking off the air about some of the people who, for whatever reason, are pro-Russian, anti-Ukraine, and they just won't believe that any of it is true, and they think that Russia's doing the right thing. Well, you know, Germany's got some pretty hard evidence against Russia now with this, and we'll just see if people believe it or not.
Right. Meanwhile, there's something called Russia-phobia that's developing in Europe. The, you know, Chanel, big name, the wealthy Russians love stuff like that. But apparently this week, a lot of people in Russia were cutting up the clothing that was Chanel or perfume or accessories and stuff, that were, either the things that were either made in Russia. And this is something both sides seem to be making a statement about the Russians and mostly the Russian people, the younger people. I think we discussed this on the DJV program. The younger people seem to be swayed by social media. The older people aren't. Thus, the older people don't support Putin, and the younger people seem to be supporting Putin.
Yeah, that's
Putin.
Scary. Yep.
It is kind of, when you get right down to brass tacks. The Talk Radio Countdown Show, the charts for this past week, first full week of April, include the following stories, according to Talkers Magazine. At number 10, the weather circumstances that we're living with. Number 9, imagine, down to number 9. How many weeks and months did COVID stay right at the top of the story? So it's number 9. Social media and media in general, number 8. Our immigration problems, number 7. Crime and how it relates to race, the number 6 item. The Ketanji Brown Jackson vote and the Supreme Court, number 5. Politics, generally speaking, number 4. And how that plays into January 6th, which is number 3. Our economy and the impact of the war and inflation, number 2. And the war itself and our policy when it comes to Russia, that's number 1 this week on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. So, in a moment, I'm going to see if we can find this new song from Pink Floyd about the Ukrainian circumstances. We'll pause for a moment here, 44 after the hour, on this week's Talk Radio Review.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouth-watering. Flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vine-to-bar.com. That's vinetobar.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's vine-to-bar. Vine-to-bar chocolate. Visit us at vine-to-bar.com.
Gelatin is collagen. We're born with collagen. We lose it. You're putting back into your body what your body has naturally. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. And what it does, it supports the lean muscle. It burns your stored fat. You're going to more than likely see inch loss before weight loss. That doesn't happen fast. Also, if you have anything joint-wise, muscle-wise, it's going to go there first. You know, your body breaks down the collagen protein, and one of those proteins is glycine, which helps your body sleep more soundly. So there's many, many benefits, but it's one of your few that your heart patients, your diabetics, if you're on prescription meds, it will not interact at all.
There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and to get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America. Check it all out at toploss.com. The People List from Talkers Magazine. Let's check it out here. I'm Doug Steffen at number 10, Elon Musk. Interesting guy. Had an interesting week. I bet he always has interesting weeks. At number 9, the lady who got onto the Supreme Court, Ketanji Brown Jackson. Jen Psaki has been the press secretary since Biden took office. She may go to television. Number 8, Hunter Biden. Number 7, what a waste of time talking about him. Ron DeSantis at 6. Sarah Palin's running. Number 5, Donald and his daughter Ivanka. Number 4, sort of a tie there. Zelensky's at 3. Pukin Putin the punk is at number 2. And Joe Biden, president of these here United States. He's the president and resident. That's our Joe. He's number 1 on the list, as one might expect. So that's it. The overview, the People List. Here we want to make sure that we go through it officially at least once each hour. So there it is for you here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. So, Pink Floyd, although it's maybe Rusty Floyd instead of Pink Floyd these days, these guys are old-timers. They have reunited for a charity single to raise money for Ukrainians. It's called Hey, Hey, Rise Up. Well, what you're listening to is a singer named Andriy, boy, this is great, K-H-L-Y-V-N-Y. Why don't they give us a, you know, okay, anyway, Kelnivnik. Can you?
It's a lot of consonants to go
through. Yeah, right, exactly. He's from the Ukrainian band Boombox, and of course they can't do much over there to get exposure, so the guy went to England and they recorded this. So this sort of played into what the Pink Floyd members did. They all got together and they organized a recording session. It took place, I think, Wednesday of this week. And they play this audio, which came from a video, a YouTube video of this guy from Ukraine singing this song. So now they've recorded this new song. First time they've done anything since 1994. That's interesting. So what do we think? I don't know.
I always like Dave Gilmore on guitar.
Yeah.
I'll say that sounds good.
Yeah. Nick Mason on bass. Keyboardist, is it Nitin? I don't know how to pronounce this guy's name. Sonny, I think it is. There's one more way to call attention to what's going on there for sure. 48 after the hour on the DJV overview of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio. So number 2 this week on the list is the economy. Jobless claims fell again this past week. 166,000 Americans filed unemployment claims for the first time. That's down 5,000 from the week before and 200,000 for the last month and a half or so. Lowest figure since November of 1968. That's pretty amazing in terms of how many people are unemployed or are on the unemployment list. Let's see here. The decline, everybody's looking for labor and the pay is up. There are 18 job applicants for every job. I'm sorry, other way around. There are 18 jobs that are available for each person that's looking for a job. That's pretty astounding, isn't it? I mean, you get right down to brass tacks.
It depends on the industry, but yeah, for sure.
Yeah. Well, pay rates have gone up, that's for sure, in part because of demand and in part because of inflation. It's 10 before the hour. Thank you, ladies.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman.
You've heard me talk about the awesome Nexit navigation app on the Tech It Out show, because not only does it help you get from point A to B quickly, on the road or on foot, but it will only recommend stops along the way, like a gas station or a restaurant you want, that's on your route and not if it's behind you, even if it is a little closer, like other mapping apps might suggest that aren't intelligent enough to know that you don't want to turn around. But Nexit doesn't just save you time, it saves you money too. It will show you where the cheapest gas is. You can also specify how much you want to spend, say, on a hotel, like $150 a night or less, and book it right from within the app, and you can load up your loyalty cards right within the app to get rewards. Download Nexit today for free from the App Store for iPhone or iPad. Do a search for Nexit. That's N-E-X-I-T. Or if you want to read more, head over to Nexit.app in your web browser. That's N-E-X-I-T.app.
That was your Tech It Out Minute.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
All right, 53 after the hour. Time for our weekly overview with Victoria Keelan of the top 5 items from the world of technology. As we review them from number 5 to number 1, we think, well, let's see. We'll start with Netflix first, I guess, Victoria. What have they done? What have they done to my Netflix?
Well, Netflix got a real boost in publicity this week after Pete Davidson starred in an SNL video, which was like a music video where he and some friends were singing about how on when you go on Netflix and you pick a movie, they should have a short, they called it the short-ass movie category. So if you, that there needs to be something that's under 90 minutes, so you can just have that separate from going through all of the other, you know, movies and then waiting to see what the runtime is. And so it was a very funny video. It went viral, like most of the SNL videos do. And so the onus then was on Netflix, and Netflix said, hey, everybody, not related to, although it seems pretty suspicious, they said not related to Pete Davidson's video, but starting last Monday, April 4th, that you can actually separate, you can actually go to see the category of short-ass movies that are under 90 minutes. Now, this aired on Saturday night. Monday morning, suspiciously, they have this new category, so Pete Davidson's getting a lot of credit for creating it.
Number 4 on our list, Google offering employees what?
Google's kind of, I mean, in many ways, right, they've been tone-deaf on a lot of issues. This is sort of another one that's getting a backlash. Google is preparing to bring employees back to the office at the end of, you know, this week or next week, depending on where you are. And so as an incentive to get people back into the office, because most people don't want to go back, they're offering free electric scooters, and they think this will help ease the transition. Sending yourself to the ER on the way to work is a great way to incentivize employees to come back to the office. These things are pretty powerful. They go up to 20 miles per hour, which is really fast to be on a scooter. Like a standing scooter, and they've got a range of about 15 and a half miles. So Google's going to be paying for these scooters for the employees, and they just ask that employees use them at least 9 times a month, and that will offset the membership fee. If this works, we'll see. I don't know. They've spent a lot of money on real estate over the pandemic. They've acquired a lot of office space, like a lot of tech companies have, so we'll see if it works.
That's a huge, I've told you, going down Pico in Westwood, there was a huge mall. They took the whole thing and gutted it, and they've set it up for like 4,000 people in that office.
They've doubled down. All the tech companies have in New York as well as other cities, so we'll see if it works.
Number 3 on our countdown to number 1 in the world of technology is a crackdown on e-books. By whom, for what reason?
a lot of people who like to shop on the Barnes & Noble Android app are unhappy with this because they're no longer able to buy any digital books in the app. And this is because Google Play has a policy deadline that's passed. It's been in the works for more than a year and a half where you have to use Google Pay if you are on an Android and you want to buy a book in the Barnes & Noble app. Now, the weird thing is Barnes & Noble, you know, has been... Amazon had their own product called Nook, which went, you know, they've had a lot of different competitions with Barnes & Noble, and eventually they kind of put Barnes & Noble out of business, essentially. And so, for whatever reason, Amazon is now putting the squeeze on ebook readers. So it's another thing that, you know, if you have an Android, I find Androids to, you know, I'm an iPhone user long time, so Androids to me constantly have issues like this. If you're using an Audible membership, that also now you can't pay directly through Audible, you've got to pay through Google Pay. It's just getting to be kind of clunky and more of an issue.
I had an Android and it didn't
work
for me.
Not a fan. Yeah.
Number two on our overview this week, a data leak from a Russian delivery app ended up being something that was cool for us.
Who knew? Yes. Yeah, who knew that this would make international news? So it's a massive data leak from a Russian food delivery service that's called Yandex. It's basically their version of Grubhub. And from this leak, we found out where Putin's oldest daughter, Luisa, lives in her apartment. It's a $2 million apartment. And this is his daughter with his ex-mistress. And so now we know where they live because of their food orders. So it's kind of it gives you a little pause for, you know, concern for if you're doing this on an American app.
Right. All right. What's the good news from Twitter this week? Number one.
Well, this wasn't the most, you know, this was the biggest story of the week in terms of how many people are excited about it. Twitter has finally, after years, they finally admitted they're going to test an edit feature so you can actually edit your tweets. Now, Elon Musk is getting credit for this, even though this has been in the works before he joined the board this week as well. But it's
good
news.
All right, let's hear it for Elon Musk. Hooray! That's it, our list of the top five items this week from technology. 59 past the hour. Doug Stephan, Victoria Keelan here.
The Top Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stephan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Did you know that April marks Earth Month? Amazon makes it easier to shop more sustainable products with the Climate Pledge Friendly program. The Climate Pledge Friendly label on Amazon offers customers a simple way to find more sustainable products while shopping on Amazon. The Climate Pledge Friendly label indicates that items have one or more sustainability certifications and help preserve the natural world. Shoppers can browse more than 200,000 Climate Pledge Friendly items online, including spring cleaning products, toys and craft supplies, apparel for a wardrobe refresh, and more. Climate Pledge Friendly features more than 10,000 brands, including Burt's Bees, Mrs. Meyers, Neutrogena, The Honest Company, and more. To discover and shop the wide selection of more sustainable products this month and beyond, visit Amazon.com and search for Climate Pledge Friendly, or find the Climate Pledge Friendly label in search results or on product pages.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. Despite an increase in COVID infections among top government officials, President Biden plans to continue his public schedule.
Press Secretary Jen Psaki said the White House feels confident about the COVID protocols in place around the president.
His doctors have assessed that these are risks that can be taken. We risk assess just like everybody.
She said it's important for him to carry out his presidential duties.
Now, and even if he tests positive in the future.
Over the past week, several high-ranking administration officials and congressional members tested positive for COVID-19, including some who attended White House events with the president. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Meanwhile, within hours, or literally within buying a nearly 10% stake in the company, Twitter CEO says Elon Musk will no longer be joining Twitter's board of directors. Average price of a gallon of regular gas dropping 10 cents over the past 2 weeks, $4.27 a gallon. Still the price pumps $1.32 higher than this time a year ago.
Demand is very weak because of these high prices that we have had, and in the second half of March was below demand for the first half of March, which is very strange for March when spring demand is supposed to be kicking in.
Fuel analyst Trilby Lundberg. Financial markets will be listening this week as a number of Federal Reserve officials talk about the economy.
The San Francisco and Philadelphia, New York and St. Louis Fed presidents are among central bank officials due to deliver remarks in the coming week. They'll address matters ranging from health and inflation inequality to inclusive full employment and the overall state and direction of the U.S. economy. This week we'll also bring the latest on factory orders. That will come on Monday. And Thursday, we'll see an update on consumer credit and weekly unemployment. Rich Thomason reporting.
More news at townhall.com.
Gorka here, and I want to talk to you for a minute about 100% drug-free Relief Factor. I've been taking Relief Factor for years now to help me deal with pain in my body. My wife takes it as well. The reason we tell everyone we know about it is simple. We found it really works to help our bodies fight off the inflammation that causes aches and pains. Whether it's the pain of injuries you've sustained or just the natural pains from the mileage over the years, Relief Factor can help. I've never looked back. Almost 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it works for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick start for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. That's relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF. Feel the difference.
The killing of an unarmed Palestinian woman in the West Bank is the latest in an Israeli-Palestinian violence as tensions soar during Ramadan.
The Israeli army shot the woman at a military checkpoint near Bethlehem after she was asked to stop and ignored warning shots. That came after a Palestinian militant was killed by the Israeli army for his part in the deadly shooting in Tel Aviv earlier this week. Hundreds of Palestinians gathered in his hometown of Jenin to mourn his loss. This year, Ramadan coincides with major Jewish holidays, leading to heightened tensions. Speaking to his cabinet, Israeli Prime Minister Naftali Bennett vows that Israel is going on the offensive to tackle Palestinian attacks. I'm Naomi Shannon.
Protesters gathered in front of the Russian embassy in Santiago, Chile, to denounce the invasion of Ukraine. They were unfurled a large banner featuring the colors of the Ukrainian flag. SRNTownhall.com. Amazon hopes to overturn the historic union victory at one of its New York warehouses.
The company listed 25 objections in a legal filing, saying the Federal Labor Board must order a redo election. A spokesman says the National Labor Relations Board acted in a way that tainted the results. It accuses organizers with the Amazon Labor Union of intimidating workers to vote for the union. An attorney representing the union calling that claim absurd. Jason Walker reporting.
Meanwhile, Australia's Prime Minister has called for a May 21st election that will be fought on issues including Chinese economic coercion and the COVID-19 pandemic. Prime Minister Scott Morrison's Conservative coalition seeking a fourth 3-year term. He led his government to a narrow win in the last election back in 2019. More stories at townhall.com. I'm Rhonda Rockstra.
Hi, this is Matt with Liberty Unabashed. It's time to embrace American values. Our society is based on the freedom, not begging the government for permission. It's time to wake up, my brothers and sisters. Come check out my show every other Sunday, 8 to 9, Liberty Unabashed.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
HGA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
L.com. And now, When Radio Was, brought to you by RadioSpirits.com.
Welcome once again as we open with the second half of an episode of The Red Skelton Show. Then in about 15 minutes from now, Red will play it straight as he will be heard in a half-hour episode of Suspense. You often hear the phrase, the woman behind the man. But in the case of Skelton, this couldn't be truer. And that woman was his first wife, Edna. While traveling the vaudeville circuit in the early 1930s, Red met Edna Marie Stilwell, a former usher at a Kansas City theater. And on June 1st, 1931, they married. He was 1 month away from his 18th birthday, and she was reportedly just 16. But later, her birth year came under scrutiny, and she may have actually been in her 20s. Nevertheless, the marriage lasted about a dozen years, but their business relationship would continue. Edna was his head writer and business manager, and she was the one who negotiated a lucrative 7-year Hollywood contract for him in 1951, the same year the Red Skelton Show premiered on NBC television. But hey, we need to move back a year for the second half of an episode dated from September 25th of 1950.
Hey, Skelton, did you find Georgia?
No, I called home and Mr. Fred said she's waiting for us at the airport. She's decided to go by plane. Come on, let's hurry.
Plane now arriving from Pasadena. Will the passengers please line up for distemper shots?
Since when have they had a plane service from Pasadena? Well, I guess everyone's in a hurry to get out of there.
Yeah.
I thought they were still flying in by seagull.
Hey, look who just got off that plane. Willie Lump Lump.
Yeah. Hey, Willie, where you been?
Let's not get nosy, boy. Boy, that plane's really got me this time. I'm so sick, I'm green. I'm standing here minding my own business, and a lady comes up, opens my mouth, and tries to mail a letter in it. Landed yet? Boy, am I sick. Are you landed?
Well, of course you've landed. Get up off your hands and knees.
Mind your own business, busy boy. I gotta walk around on my hands and knees. See, I rode this plane for half fare. I'm here in time for the convention, though. I made it. They thought I was a Corker Spaniel, you see. Cocker Spaniel. I don't know what I am now. But if they get wise to me, they will get me if it's the last thing they do.
Hey, tell me, how come you're wearing that parachute?
I don't wear a parachute. That's me. Well, I may, the way I feel, I may have to bail out any minute. Back up. You sure we've landed?
The plane landed 5 minutes ago.
I didn't ask about the plane. Have I landed? I guess it's safe to unfasten my safety belt now. I'm getting pretty tired crawling around with this DC-3 strapped on me.
Well, why didn't you unfasten your safety belt before you got off the plane?
Because that stewardess has no manners at all. When we got into Chicago, she said, everybody unfasten your safety belt. Well, I unfastened my safety belt. And did you know I walked down that gangplank and my pants were at half mast?
You like to fly, Willie? I said, do you like to fly?
I used to fly a lot until Alcoholics Anonymous grounded me, you know. I was quite a pilot, boy. I piloted away faster than anybody else.
Well, tell me, were you in the Army Air Corps?
Only on Saturday night. The rest of the week, I was in the infantry, you know. Say, those were the good old days. Oh, the good old days in the Army. Somebody wrote here.
Did you see any action?
Yeah, I saw plenty of action. I was in the first wave that landed in the guardhouse. I'll never forget the day I enlisted. They dragged me down. I had two MPs. I like to be coaxed, you know.
Yeah. Well, why don't you lay off that stuff? You're a mess. Take a look at yourself in the mirror. Maybe that'll cure you.
Okay, I'm looking at myself in the mirror. Gee, I never knew I was so big, fat, and sloppy.
Look, you don't have to pat it. That's me you're looking at. There's a mirror over there.
Oh, you had me scared for a minute. I was wondering where I got all them chins, and I don't have any at all.
Go ahead, take a good look at yourself.
I'm looking. And you know something?
No, what?
I just don't look right to me. I just don't look right. I've seen a lot of drunken bums, but I just don't look right to me. I can't believe my baby bloodshot eyes. I just can't believe I don't look right. Take
look,
me
Willie.
Away. I do not look right. And I just do not.
Look. Well, Red, what'd you find out?
Well, I can't find her. I'm going to check with this fellow at the ticket desk here.
Okay, he's right over here. Yeah. Say, mister.
Welcome, nobles.
Hmm? What?
Oh, I thought you were Shriners. That haircut makes you look like you're wearing a fuzz.
Fez.
That's what I get for hiring a Knights of Columbus. Say, I'm looking for my wife. She made a reservation for one of the planes. The name's Skelton.
Skelton?
Yes.
You're not Red Skelton.
Yeah, it's me.
The famous motion picture and radio star?
Well, yeah.
Well, thank heavens they've been able to keep you off television.
All right, just check and see if my wife's got a reservation there. And you ask me she's an Indian, I'll hit you.
Oh, yes, here it is. Mrs. Georgia Skelton, two children and friend.
Yeah. I can never remember my name.
Oh, say, I have a note here.
Good.
At the last moment, Mrs. Skelton decided she would travel by our boat route. We'll meet you at Pier 10.
Come on, Rod. Let's get down to the pier.
Yeah, we better hurry before she decides to go by mule train.
Come on. Hey, on the way down, we can listen to Dave Rose and his orchestra play a medley of Burt Kelmar and Harry Ruby tunes from the Fred Astaire and Vera Ellen picture, which I'm into, called Three Little Words.
Big crowd on this ship. Say, that looks like Junior and his mother over there by the rail. Oh, I hope it's a mirage.
Oh, imagine.
imagine, Junior, in a few minutes this ship will be on its way to Hawaii.
My?
The paradise of the Pacific, where the trade winds blow and the waves roll up on the golden sand. As the palm trees sway to the rhythm of the native music.
Why, let's not get sickening about this. Hey, how about you can't do this? Look, Mummy, look, look.
Oh, Junior, I didn't know you could stand on your head on the rail of the ship like that.
Yeah.
Junior!
But don't yell, you scared me, too.
That you could have slipped off that rail and fallen into the ocean?
Oh?
And there are enough orange peels in the water now without you adding to the mess.
Yeah. You sure love me. Hey, we going to ride on this boat?
No, dear, no. Well, maybe we can go to Hawaii when your father gets his vacation.
Vacation? Parole, you mean.
That does it.
Hey, well, stop hitting me like that. You're going to make me silly.
I can't make you any sillier than you are.
Yeah. No? Answer your phone.
Oh, Junior, Mother doesn't want to slap you.
Why?
But you forced me to do it.
I has a way with women. They just can't keep their hand off of me, you know.
Junior, that's enough.
Oh.
He doesn't mean it, Lorraine. Actually, he's very fond of me.
Oh, yeah?
He probably thinks more of me than anyone else he knows.
Oh, yeah?
And that's why I bought him this big bag of gumdrops.
You tell him, buddy.
Now, Lorraine, are you sailing on this ship?
No, we're just down here to see someone off of Honolulu.
Yes.
I love to sail,
oh,
though.
Oh, yes.
I'll never forget my first ocean voyage.
Oh, yes. She was the queen of the galley slave. Don't look at me like that. You know you was.
I was not.
You was, too. You so old, you remember when Pike's Peak was a pimple.
Junior!
Don't you hear me?
Oh, Rod, what am I going to do with the child?
Well, there's a lifeboat handy. Why don't you set him adrift?
Mr. Christian! You keep talking to me like that, boy, and I'll cut the strings on your girdle, and you can flap everybody to death. Yeah.
You know, it might sound silly, but I can actually feel the boat rocking.
Oh, well, don't think about it too much. You might make yourself seasick, and we wouldn't want that to happen.
Who wouldn't? Say, I can feel this thing rocking myself now, kind of going up and down, up and down.
Please, please, Junior.
No, it's back and forth, back and forth.
No, no, Junior, now stop playing.
I can smell him cooking salt pork around here somewhere.
The thing about me, I never get seasick.
Up and down, back and forth. This is really fun, you know. This is really nice.
Yes, isn't it, though?
Maybe we ought to move closer to the rail.
Now the air might be fresher
there.
Yeah,
it looks like we're going to have a couple of rail birds in a couple of minutes. Hey, Mommy, this boat is really swaying now. To and fro. Look at it.
Junior, now please, be quiet. Can't you see Mommy's trying to die?
Oh, say, I just remembered I got a melted cheese sandwich in my pocket. Anybody care for a bite?
Get that thing away from under my nose.
Well, look, will you join me? I'll eat it myself. Say, could I have a chocolate-covered herring?
Oh, an awful way to go.
Good. You won't join me. There's something left. Just a moment. Say, you know, I has an awful feeling that my tummy is coming up for air.
And that concludes the September 25th, 1950 episode of The Red Skelton Show. As most of you are well aware, the radio comedian also spent 20 years on television, beginning in 1951. But he was also a film star with some notable success. In the early 1940s, he had a series of pictures playing Wally the Fox Benton, a star detective on radio, who gets caught up in real-life mysteries in Whistling in the Dark, Whistling in Dixie, and Whistling in Brooklyn. Other Skelton films, The Fuller Brush Man, A Southern Yankee, and Three Little Words, a 1950 musical comedy about the successful Tin Pan Alley songwriting team of Burt Kalmar and Harry Ruby, with Skelton as Ruby and Fred Astaire as Kalmar. A couple of decades later, Skelton would provide the voice of Father Time in the popular Christmas classic Rudolph's Shiny New Year, one of the Rankin and Bass stop-motion animated films in the same vein as their earlier Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer and Santa Claus is Coming to Town. I'm Greg Bell, and hey, folks, we're not done with Red. You see, up next on When Radio Was, he'll be playing it straight in a half-hour episode of Suspense. The search for Isabel will begin right after this break.
Retirement may seem to be in the distant future, or it may suddenly arrive overnight. At Stifel Investments, we are committed to working closely with our clients. Planning tomorrow means understanding the challenges of today. Uncertain markets, rising costs, and longer lifespans. As a financial advisor of 25 years, I'm committed to helping my clients achieve retirement success. Let's get started today. This is Susan Eastman, Stifel Nicholas & Company, 244-7199.
Aloha, this is Kevin, Operations Manager at Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. A professionally cleaned business sends a message to your paying customers. It says you are a company that cares about your image and always presenting the very best impression. Time after time, I've talked to clients who shopped for the lowest price, and after a few months, realized that their professional image was suffering. They didn't know who was actually coming into their offices to do the cleaning, and they just weren't getting the value they were paying for. Be wary of big-name companies that take your money, then hire unknown contractors to do the work. Since 1987, Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, your local professionals, have been offering the best in office cleaning by our screened, bonded, and insured staff. Take pride in your business and say aloha to your customers with the professional cleaning services from Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Call 221-5868, 221-5868, MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
Ah, this is so frustrating.
What's up?
Well, I'm trying to order my wedding invitations on Vista.
Don't say it. Don't do it.
Huh?
If you're thinking of buying wedding invitations online, don't do it. Call Minuteman Press of Reading and keep that business local. Planning a wedding is tough enough without hassling with details like invitations. Minuteman Press of Reading is a full-service printer that will handle your cards from design to printing to envelopes. And their staff is super friendly and knowledgeable and can help you get what you really want.
You got the number?
It's 221-0400. That's 221-0400. Call now.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Filato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is. Give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. In response to COVID-19, NFI has scheduled online Zoom classroom sessions for CCW and CCW renewal. These online courses will be followed up with live fire range training, which will complete your certification. Follow-on range training is done with the same great instructors you've come to know and love. Give us a call today at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
Are you new to crypto? It can leave you feeling unsure of what to do. Help is available. From getting started to securing your cryptos, you don't need to go it alone. Bitcoin 530 will take you by the hand to help you move forward with your crypto journey. Schedule a free consultation with Bitcoin 530 at bitcoin530.io or give them a call at 530-324-5175. That's bitcoin530.io.
I wouldn't have thought much about the call, except by next Saturday I'd had a dozen more just like it. And most of them were men. But it interested me. Any gal that gets around like that must interest a guy. So I decided that the next time I would try to find out a little further. Hello?
Harold Mason's
office calling for Miss LaRue.
Oh, yes. Put him on.
Just one moment.
Hello, Miss Isabel LaRue. Mr. Mason calling.
Well, Miss LaRue will be right here. Put Mr. Mason on.
Hello, Isabel. Harold.
Well, this isn't Isabel.
Who is this?
Well, you see, this is Dick Brown. Isabel LaRue used to have this number. You know, I would appreciate it very much if you could tell me any other way I could get a hold of her. You see, I get quite a few calls and... Hello? Hello, Mr. Mason? Hello? He hung up. Why, I don't know. But one thing I found out was that little Isabel, if nothing else, must know the right people. A guy like Mason who has got to go through two secretaries to make a phone call must have a couple of chips. She was beautiful, no doubt about that. She must have to be to get so many calls from so many different guys, and the right kind, too. She was very mysterious. Or why else would they hang up when I asked about her? She was tall, willowy, very sophisticated, a blonde. No, a brunette, and a lot of fun. I drew a mental picture of her as a gag, just to see how close I'd come when I actually met her. Well, I finally dozed off. She must be beautiful and lovely. Beautiful, tall, maybe a redhead.
See me? Here I am.
Where?
Up here.
Oh.
That's it. Come on, just a little further. That's a boy.
You're...
Who else?
Isabel.
Cora?
Oh, you are lovely. So beautiful. Just as I pictured.
Thanks, Dick. You're pretty swell yourself.
Oh, what am I?
Come here.
Oh? Well, you wouldn't.
Afraid?
Of course not. It's just...
What?
Well, what are you doing with me? I'm just a common bank clerk. What about Mr. Mason?
Harold, he bores me terribly.
Oh?
Look, every man is at my fingertips.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
If I wanted them, I'd be with them. Instead, I'm with you. You only want something you haven't got. Once you have it or know you can get it, you love with your heart. Not your mind.
Oh, I do love you.
Put your arms around me.
Oh.
Kiss me.
The alarm clock broke it up just when it was getting good. Well, the next day was Sunday. It may sound kind of silly, but I just couldn't get her or that dream off of my mind all day. Instead of ordering donuts for breakfast, I ordered two Isabels, plain. It got on my nerves. Well, the public library was open, so I wandered down, and I thumbed through the present and all the past issues of Who's Who, the phone books, film magazines, newspapers, and... Well, there was nothing. Not a word about Isabel LaRue. Then that night, about 11 o'clock... Hello?
Let me speak to Isabel, will you?
Look, she doesn't live here. The phone...
Don't hand me that, pal. This is John Worthington, and I have to speak to LaRue, understand?
I'm sorry. I can't help you.
Then just give Isabel this message, will
you? Listen, I can't...
Just tell Isabel I don't want to see her friend. I want to see her. And if she don't call me by tomorrow morning and tell me she'll give me another chance, that'll be all. Get it?
Okay.
And it'll mean plenty of trouble, too. I'll come down there to the Beverly Tower and really put on an act that she won't forget.
Yeah.
Got the name? John Worthington. Well...
Yeah, I got it. Well, I didn't give it much thought then. That particular phone call to Isabel, that is. But the next morning at breakfast, something happened. I was drinking my coffee, and I caught the sight of the paper next to me. It was all over the front page. Playboy, gambler. John Worthington leaps to his death from the top of the Beverly Towers. Now, the papers had it doped out that the reason for the suicide was that John Boy was a couple hundred thousand in debt. But I, and only I, knew different. It was Isabel LaRue. Yes, sir, this millionaire playboy and gambler, John Worthington, had jumped to his death from the top of the Beverly Towers. I knew it was on account of LaRue. And the worst part of it was that two or three times during the day, I caught myself not blaming him. I dreamed about it all the time now. It was getting so bad that I was actually fond of going to sleep so I could meet her again. And suddenly one night, just as I was dropping off, I thought of something. The Beverly Towers. A clue. I would ask her.
Dick. I love you.
I love you. Isabel, are you at the Beverly Towers?
Where else?
Thanks, honey. The Beverly Towers is about as swanky as you can get, strictly for the white tie and ermine trade. But Isabel was different. I knew that. So different. I arrived at the Beverly Towers and I walked up to the elevator as big as life. Boy, I've never seen a joint like this. The elevators were even gilded.
Your floor, sir?
Well, I'm from the FBI, a T-man. What apartment is Miss Isabel LaRue?
LaRue? Well, I shouldn't tell you, but for how much?
Money? The United States government don't tip, my boy.
Yeah. It's 903. But look, I think you better get your information across the street. The Blue Bottle Bar and Grill. Talk to the bartender. Because if you don't, I'll be in trouble.
Thanks, son. We won't forget you when we crack this case. Because your government has plenty of influence in Washington. It was actually around the corner on 3rd Street. The Blue Bottle Bar and Grill. Well, I cased it. The joint. Through the window. It looked pretty rough. Well, anyway, well, I realized it was midnight already and they were starting to close up and I was pretty tired, so I figured that tomorrow would tell the tale. A half hour later, I was back in my apartment. I got undressed and I climbed into bed. I was tired. Oh, so tired. Hello.
Hello, is Mr. Brown in, please?
This is Brown speaking.
This is the Mount Vernon Police Department.
Police?
Oh, now, don't worry. We noticed that you have the telephone number Evergreen 31924.
Yes, I do.
Well, we're trying to locate an Isabel LaRue.
Isabel?
And we thought you might be getting some calls for her.
Oh? Oh, you did. Floribel McCoy, you said?
No, Isabel LaRue.
No, never heard of her.
Well, we're sorry to have bothered you. But look, if you do get any calls for her, try to get their names and let us know, will you?
Sure will.
All right, thank you.
I put the receiver back on the hook. I must be going really nuts. Why did I do that for? So she's in trouble. What business is it of mine? Why didn't I tell him? Well, about after an hour, I finally went off to sleep.
Darling, come here.
Isabel, look, why don't you let me alone?
I don't want to, darling. Do you love me?
Well, what difference does that make?
A great deal. Tell me.
No.
I love you.
Well, you couldn't.
But I do.
All right, I'll tell you. I love you.
I need you, darling.
No, I need you.
I'm in trouble.
Yeah, but what kind?
Terrible trouble. Come help me.
I will.
Promise?
I promise.
Then come quick. Help me. Help me, dear.
Oh, Isabella, wait a minute. Wait a minute, Isabel. I forgot to ask you. What apartment are you in? 903?
Where else? Where else?
It was 7:30, and by 8:15 that morning, I was standing in front of 903. I was shaking like a leaf. I could feel my lower lip start to quiver. It always does that when I get nervous. I knocked softly. Twice. I waited. There was no answer. I was holding one of my new calling cards in my left hand, and I could feel it getting wet.
Oh? What do you want?
Well, does the... I'm Mr. Brown, calling for Miss LaRue.
Never heard of her.
Well, she lives here.
I live here, smart boy. Now go away.
You live here.
Who else? Now, beat it, smart boy.
Well, now, look, I know she's in... Hey!
Next time, don't pound the door off.
He was a big guy in a brown pinstripe suit. I got a look at the room inside. There was another tough guy in there. He'd been holding a revolver. Well, I tried to find that elevator boy to check whether I heard him right when he said room 903 was Isabel's. But he wasn't around. So I did what else he said. I went around to the Blue Bottle Bar and Grill.
Yeah, what'll it be?
What do you got?
Oh, about a little 8-year-old scotch.
Good.
Huh? Chaser?
Yeah. A root beer.
Well, you're serious about this drinking stuff. What's the matter, you gay, leave you?
Well, it's worse than that. You see, I can't find her. Hey, you don't know Isabel LaRue.
Isabel... Hey, just who are you, huh?
Here's my card.
Light's kind of bad. Richard Brown, Municipal Bank and Trust Corporation. Uh-huh. Are you a good friend of Isabel's?
We had only just discussed getting married, that's all.
Oh, I see.
Well?
Well, I don't know where she is myself, but I think this gentleman does, Mr. Brown.
Oh?
Hello.
Hi.
Mr. Brown here is looking for Isabel LaRue. Says he and she was going to get married.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. So I told him you might be able to help him, Roy.
Oh, sure, sure. I know where she is right now.
Oh? Where?
What are you drinking, pal?
Oh, 8-year-old pre-war.
Ah, you don't want to drink that. Hey, Max, that 13-and-a-half-year-old special, huh?
Right.
Jeez.
That's... You know, I was about to recommend it. And, here you are.
No, not for me, Max. I'm a brandy drinker myself, Mr. Brown. Well, you must be the fella Isabel's been talking about. Come on, drink up.
You... Well, I'm probably not the guy she's been talking about, but...
Hmm?
She's in trouble, and I want to help her.
Of course you do.
Where is she?
Well, the address is a little involved. Look, why don't we step in here, huh? Finish our drinks here.
Oh, sure thing, sure thing.
You, have a car?
Oh, of course.
Where?
Well, it's right out there. It's that gray convertible.
Oh, well, fine, then. You won't have any trouble.
Thanks.
Hey, come on, drink up.
Thanks. Well, how long have you known the delightful Isabel, Miss LaRue, that is, Mr.?
Just call me Roy.
Oh, thanks, Roy.
Ah, forget it. Come on, a toast. A toast to Isabel. The one and only Isabel LaRue.
To Isabel, wherever she may be. Well... How long have you known the delightful Isabel, Miss LaRue, that is? Isabel!
You're listening to Suspense on When Radio Was, and we'll be right back. MusicRewind.com invites you to join the Rock and Roll Instrumental Party. A 3-CD compilation of the best rock and instrumental hits. Rock out to 60 original recordings from The Ventures, Dick Dale and the Deltones, Bo Diddley, The Champs, The Shadows, Chuck Berry, Johnny and the Hurricanes, Duane Eddy, Link Wray, and many more. Rock and Roll Instrumental Party now at MusicRewind.com or call 800-206-5002. Pay just $19.98, plus get a special bonus of reduced shipping. Just enter or mention promo code ROCKPARTY77. Buy this 3-CD collection today for only $19.98 and celebrate the Rock and Roll Instrumental Party with MusicRewind.com or call 800-206-5002. Remember promo code ROCKPARTY77 to save on shipping.
That's music.com or call 800-206-5002. Don't forget promo code ROCKPARTY77. This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by ASUS.
Looking for a career in the tech sector? Why not check out Calgary-based White Whale, a tech company that helps businesses analyze and make best use of their data. Their tech is even helping pro sports teams like the NHL Calgary Flames. Jack Williams from White Whale explains.
So the Calgary Flames are a client of ours, and with them, they kind of use our tool for a variety of things. Lineup optimization is one, so how do you best optimize your lineup versus your opponent. There's a deal analyzer component where you can essentially assess what a certain player would look like on your team and whether a trade would be worth it or not, or whether picking up a free agent would be necessary or beneficial to the team.
Pretty cool, right? If you're looking for a job like this and a career in the tech sector, look no further than LiveTechLoveLife.com. That's LiveTechLoveLife.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
Curtain going up on the next part of Suspense on When Radio Was.
And now, Autolite brings back to our Hollywood soundstage our star, Red Skelton, with Kathy Lewis in The Search for Isabel, a tale well calculated to keep you in suspense.
Well, Mick, I knew for sure I was back at my apartment with enough bandages around my head to pass for a Hindu swami, which is maybe what I should have done. I was lying on the bed, and my left hand was clutched one of my own cards. And on the back of it was scrawled, "It's a misdemeanor and so forth to say you are a member of the FBI unless such is true. Lay off trying to contact I. LaRue. Signed, sincerely, your FBI." Oh, my head was throbbing like a trip hammer. I reached over and took a couple of aspirins, and in a few minutes, I was off again in the land of Nod.
Dick. I'm here. Isabel. Dick.
Look, please, don't come near me.
Why didn't you help me?
I tried, honest.
Don't you love me?
Oh.
Don't you?
You know I do.
Tell me again.
I love you.
I love you, Dick.
I can't go on like this. We can't.
I'm with you now. I'll always be with you.
But you'll leave again.
Never again.
Well, come close to me.
There.
Oh, Isabel.
You smell of liquor.
Oh, well, I just had...
My big, foolish, brave boy. They give you a Mickey.
They did?
What else?
Oh, I love you.
Promise you'll always be mine.
Forever.
Dick.
What, dear?
Where are you going to go when you get up and have a nice, hot dinner?
Blue Bottle Bar and Grill?
Where else?
As I walked in, I detected a hush fall over the patrons. The bartender hadn't seen me yet. But when he did, his face turned the same color as the dish towel he was wearing over one shoulder. Hey, give me the same as you gave me before, only this time, not so strong.
Oh, it's you.
Yeah, Brown, the name. You want to see a card?
I remember. That was a scotch, wasn't it?
Yeah, you got a good memory. But not that 13-and-a-half-year-old stuff this time.
Oh, sure. That's your head, sir?
No, I always wear bandages. It holds my hair down. Pour above the bar, if you don't mind, so I can see it.
Oh, sure, sure.
That's better. Now, where is Isabel LaRue?
Oh, really? I didn't have nothing to do with it.
Come on, out with it. Where is she?
Please, she's in 903 Beverly Towers.
903, just as I suspected.
Gee, Mr. Brown, don't tell nobody I told you that. They'll kill me.
Oh, no, they won't. Thanks for the scotch.
Yes, sir, what can I do for you?
Well, what kind of a gun can I get for $17.50?
Say, a gun, 17. Oh, Yes, I have a practically brand new shotgun, 12 gauges.
No, I was looking for a pistol.
Pistol.
Yes.
Here. Here's a honey, a 38 revolver.
Well, it don't look so good to me.
Well, what can you expect for 1750? It shoots, and I was told very accurately.
It's a deal.
Ah, fine. You will have to sign some forms here and some identification, you know, state law.
And then, there I was, standing in front of room 903 in the Beverly Towers. If Isabel was in there, I was going to get her out. And this time I knew she was in there. I reached in my pocket, and I pulled out the gun. I pulled the hammer back. I held it close to my body so if anyone might be walking down the hall, they wouldn't see it. I started to pound on the door again.
Well, that isn't smart, boy. I thought I told you not to pound.
Let me in.
Huh. Smart boy's got a gun. Get hurt.
Let me in.
What else? My hospitality's boundless. Come in and have a cocktail.
Yeah. 13 half-year-old scotch cocktail, I suppose. Now, where's Isabel?
Oh, come now.
Where is she? I know she's here.
Put the rod away before you get hurt, smart boy.
Hey, this morning I...
Oh, hello, Roy. Come on in. You close that door behind you. Now, you two put your hands up.
What is this?
Now, both of you get over back against that wall.
Look, Brown, I don't know what you're trying to prove. If you're as smart as you think you are, you'll get out of here fast.
Isabel, come out. It's okay.
You...
Stand back where you are. Stay there.
You got hurt once, Nosey.
Keep quiet. Isabel!
What are you waving the gun around for?
Now, stand back.
You nervous?
You let Isabel go.
Hey, you're shaking so bad you couldn't hit the wallpaper.
Now, you stay away from that mantle.
I just want to pick up this automatic, that's all.
Now, stay away!
You're too nervous. You're out of your league,
look,
smart boy.
Put that gun down.
Drop the rod. Drop it.
Don't!
That's it. Drop the gun.
Time for a short break. We'll be back with more of our suspenseful story right after this.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by ASUS.
Looking for a career in the tech sector? Why not check out Calgary-based White Whale, a tech company that helps businesses analyze and make best use of their data. Their tech is even helping pro sports teams like the NHL Calgary Flames. Jack Williams from White Whale explains.
So the Calgary Flames are a client of ours, and with them, they kind of use our tool for a variety of things. Lineup optimization is one, so how do you best optimize your lineup versus your opponent. There's a deal analyzer component where you can essentially assess what a certain player would look like on your team and whether a trade would be worth it or not, or whether picking up a free agent would be necessary or beneficial to the team.
Pretty cool, right? If you're looking for a job like this and a career in the tech sector, look no further than livetechlovelife.com. That's livetechlovelife.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
Discover the all-new 2022 Subaru Forester Wilderness, the second member of the Subaru Wilderness family. Featuring 9.2 inches of ground clearance, standard symmetrical all-wheel drive, and all-terrain tires for increased off-road capability, plus a design that's bold and protective at the same time. The Forester Wilderness unlocks a whole new level of adventure. Discover more at Subaru.com/wilderness.
Shopping for cars online is slow. Checking all those different sites one by one, Auto Tempest doesn't like slow. That's why we sponsor NASCAR driver Chris Buescher in the number 17 Ford Mustang. It's also why we created a powerful search engine that will scour all the top car shopping sites, letting you search used car listings from across the internet in one search. Why waste time searching each site separately? Use Auto Tempest instead. Find all the cars. AutoTempest.com. All the cars, one search.
Now what? This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. When I was younger, I once shared an idea with a professional who took my idea, made money off it, and not only did not give me an ounce of credit for it, but actually convinced himself that it was his idea. And I'm not upset about it anymore because the idea I gave him centered on exactly what we can do once things don't go the way we thought. So regardless of my personal experience, the real question I ask myself and the question that I want you to ask yourself too, regardless of wherever you are in life, is this: now what? What will you do now? Because the past is gone, and we will never get even one single millisecond of it back, but the future is wide open, and we can either be led by our past or fueled by them. But either way, here we all are right now, and the only question that matters is, now what? For guidance along the way, check out my new book.
You're listening to Suspense on When Radio Was.
Well, the cops were there before the last bullet had left my gun. They slapped handcuffs on me and both of them. Apparently, the only thing I'd shot was the gun out of Desimone's hands, a feat for which I'm still being complimented for. Well, the lieutenant looked across the desk at me with real respect. Gosh.
Yes, sir. I gotta hand it to you, my boy. Takes nerve to walk in on a guy like Desimone.
Who's Desimone?
What do you mean? Tony Desimone, the guy who tried to murder you.
Yeah, but so what? What did he do?
You didn't know. The biggest racketeer and bookmaker alive. Yeah, takes nerve.
Does?
We were waiting to catch him on something big, and you fixed it for us. Now we got him on attempted murder. Hey, how much do you owe you?
Nothing.
Oh, you're lucky. He owed about 200 grand in bets he'd taken off the other suckers. Guys like that poor Worthington guy and Mason?
Oh, yeah. Hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, looks like Isabel LaRue is finally out of business.
Oh, don't say that.
Oh, why not?
Please, who's Isabel LaRue?
You don't know?
No, tell me.
Oh, you're kidding.
No, I'm not. Who is she?
You don't know how it works, huh? Well, look. All bookies use fronts.
Fronts? You mean Isabel is a front for Tony Desimone?
No. Isabel LaRue is Tony Desimone. There is no such person as Isabel LaRue.
No. Oh, no. Oh, well, that isn't so.
Huh? Now, will you tell me why you went to all this trouble?
Well, you see, there was a girl and, she's... Oh... Well, you wouldn't understand. Tony Desimone is up in prison now. Now, wouldn't this be true if Tony Desimone was the same as Isabel LaRue? She wouldn't be coming to see me anymore now, would she? Well, you'll have to excuse me now because it's a little late and... Well, I got to turn in and besides, we want to be alone. I'm sure you'll understand.
Dave...
Oh, dear Isabel. Oh, a new dress.
Like it?
Well, it's a little... Well, I love it, you understand, but isn't it a little daring?
No.
Gosh, I wouldn't want to see you wear it around anyone else.
I won't, darling. I love you.
And I love you.
You're so handsome, strong, brave, wonderful.
What else?
Suspense, presented by Autolite. Tonight's star, Red Skelton, with Kathy Lewis.
Well done, Red Skelton, well done.
Well, thank you, Harlow.
I've heard you as a comedian, now as a dramatic actor. But look, have you ever done any commercial work?
Well, didn't you see me sell full of brushes?
Oh, yeah, I forgot that.
Yeah, do you want me to sell some of your Autolite Stay Full batteries now?
Red, they practically sell themselves. Especially after we tell people that Autolite Stay Full batteries need water only 3 times a year in normal car use.
What else?
Well... That's right, Ed. It figures that way because Autolite Stay Full batteries are star performers, just like the 400 other products made by Autolite for cars, trucks, planes, and boats in 28 Autolite plants coast to coast. Autolite also makes complete electrical systems for many makes of America's finest cars. Batteries, spark plugs, generators, starting motors, coils, distributors. All engineered to fit together perfectly, work together perfectly, because they're a perfect team. So, friends, don't accept electrical parts supposed to be as good. Insist on and get Autolite original factory parts at your neighborhood service station, car dealer, garage, or repair shop. Remember, you're always right with Autolite.
Suspend.
That was from November 3rd, 1949, and marked the first time Red Skelton played a dramatic role. Although, of course, primarily known to millions for his clowning comedy, in private life, Skelton had his share of tragedy. I will explain and wrap up When Radio Was right after this break.
Do you like a good detective story?
Osric Tragen's murderer is right here among us.
What?
Talking about you, silly.
Are you sure?
I'm sure, Finn. I know who did it, and I know how to prove it. But I'm going to need your help.
Do you like a little danger?
Shot so close it lifts the brim of my hat. I dive for cover into the flower bed beside the house and I play dead. Nothing happens for 30 seconds. Then I hear a twig snap somewhere near the gravel driveway. I slowly turn my head to the left and I see him silhouetted in the moonlight. Guy's standing there with his rifle in one hand and a handgun in the other. He's coming to put another slug in me to be sure that I'm dead. I ease my gun up to firing position, but if I miss him or wound him, it's going to be all over for me.
Perhaps you should investigate Radio Spirit's 8-CD collection, Imagination Theater, The Investigators. 22 cases of crime from Sherlock Holmes, Harry Nile, Hillary Kane, Dameron, Mr. Darnborough, and more. It's New Time Radio in the old time style, and it's some of producer Jim French's best work.
Now I'm walking back through the fog that boils up through the Vieux Carré from the Mississippi. Makes me feel like I'm the only human alive on Bourbon Street at 3 a.m. Only, I'm not.
Imagination Theater, The Investigators, is regularly $31.95. But When Radio Was listeners can get it today for only $15.98. That's half price. Just go to radiospirits.com or call 800-833-4248 and use offer code DANGER77.
There is an element of danger, but mostly it's just more of a puzzle than anything else.
Get your copy of Imagination Theater, The Investigators today at radiospirits.com or call 800-833-4248 and use offer code DANGER77. This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
This is your Check It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman. Brought to you by Asus.
Imagine your smartphone could convert into a tablet. And then imagine you've got two screens for multitasking. On the left, you could be streaming, say, Netflix. And on the right, checking your email. And that's what you get with the Samsung Fold 3 5G smartphone. Raj Doshi from Samsung explains.
It has a screen on the outside, but when you open it, you've got a 7.6-inch screen on the inside, like a tablet. It's an experience that I think customers love because of the screen size. Are able to do that multitasking and still see everything they want to. You can be messaging to your friends while you watch your show.
And you can even write notes on the screen with the Samsung S Pen.
There are actually two versions of the S Pen, depending on the needs. One is a larger form factor with more of a pen feel and more technical capabilities within it. But it is available as a product accessory.
Check out the Samsung Fold 3 5G at Samsung.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Asus.
Welcome back to When Radio Was. Before the break, I was talking about Red Skelton and mentioned the famed radio and television funny guy had his share of tragedy in his private life. At the height of Skelton's popularity, his 9-year-old son, Richard Jr., died from leukemia. His devastated father was unable to perform for much of the 1957-58 television season. The show would continue with guest hosts, which included a young Johnny Carson, who had served as one of Skelton's writers a few years earlier. Richard Jr.'s death profoundly affected Red and his wife, Georgia. In 1966, Georgia Skelton would wound herself in what was then deemed an accidental shooting. The couple divorced in 1971, and 5 years later, Georgia committed suicide by gunshot on the anniversary of her son's death. She was 55. Deeply affected by the loss of his ex-wife, Red abstained from performing for the next decade, concentrating instead on his paintings. Red would pass away in 1997 at age 84. Well, I'm Greg Bell, and that's it for this time around, but please visit us at whenradiowas.com. Until next time, I bid you farewell.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.